live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the mainstream media, the corporate terrorist trying to cause a civil war in this nation, they admittedly are reaching new lows in their incredible deception. Look at DrudgeReport.com. MAG hits Trump again. It's an image, we'll put it on full screen for you, of the little girl crying with Trump looking down on her. That's right. He caused the problems in Latin America. He made whoever brought the little girl travel through very dangerous areas of Mexico where hundreds of thousands have been killed and fed upon by the smugglers. Hundreds of thousands. But that's just a back of the paper. It's all him. And then even when he signs an executive order, which I don't know how they're going to do it, because if you really look at it, I don't think he has that power. You've got a law on the books and he's asking Congress to change it. How do you then inspect who these people are to even know if it is their children? This is a smuggler's dream, and that's why even the Washington Post reports over and over and over again that children brought in by Obama the last few years of his reign, when they would just turn them loose onto those charities and those buses and those groups that just had 501c3s or whatever, and in some cases didn't even have it, many of them were child smugglers. They were pedophile rings. So I don't know how they're going to do this, but I always see the left, knowing people are historically ignorant, not even the left, just the kleptocrat type folks, the people at war with reality, I always see them going, Ellis Island, you just came in and there was the statue and you just came onto the shore of New York, of Manhattan, and that was it. No, there was an island because you were putting quarantine on it. And you can go to Ellis Island .se. This is put out officially by the government. And it has the whole history of it from the Ellis Island website. So I thought today I would go over some of that. If you had signs of TB or another disease, they would hold you for 6 months in a cell that had a nice window looking out at the ocean. No video games, no basketball, none of it. So they and this went on until they closed Ellis Island, what, in the 30s. And it's all right here. I've actually been to the museum. It's one time when I was in New York covering a 9/11 event. I went and spent half a day there. It was fascinating. Arrive at Ellis Island, the medical exam to leave Ellis Island after you're in quarantine. Amazing. But Trump, on average, had the kids held 2 days, on average, to find out what's going on. And for that, you have this giant hoax, and Trump responded to the hoax, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, trying to neutralize the attempt to cause a civil war in this country. And you know kids will end up getting raped or abused, because in that general population coming across that border, is they're catching people that are smugglers, that are killers, that are criminals, that are fleeing justice. It is serious. And to throw children into that general population is really, really bad. What they're going to do is they're still going to, quote, enroll people. They're still going to do a quicker check. And I just don't see how you can't do that. And if I know how Trump operates, I'm sure that they'll just try to do it quicker now so that it's only a few hours. But they'll have them together going in the vehicles to the shelter. Man, I'm tempted to go down to the Texas-Mexico border, folks, and just show you what it's like. I mean, it is super dangerous. Super, super deadly. There are just dead bodies buried everywhere. 80% of the women get raped. And I just look at the Democrats and what lying scum they are. And now they're trying to block the order saying it's not enough. And they want total amnesty. Just totally open borders. Same crap they pulled in Europe. So it's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. It's all coming up today. It's such a jam-packed transmission. We're going to have open phones as well. Please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones with News Wars. News Wars. NewsWars.com. The old faithful, old reliable InfoWars.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
DrudgeReport.com, Supremes kill free web. That means free sales. The sales tax, Nexus, has always been used if you have offices in that state. But the new Supreme Court ruling just says if you're selling into those states, not even if you're not based there, that you can be taxed. This will devastate Amazon, who lives off the fact that it escapes not just those taxes, but gets $1.50 for every single package it ships from Uncle Sam. And then Bezos has a bunch of offshore deals where he basically pays no taxes. But he is not really the big villain. It's true. I've done the research. Bill Gates is the worst. Tim Cook is next. Jack Dorsey's a little gremlin, a salacious crumb that sits on their lap, that sits on Bezos' lap. You got Larry Ellison creeping around in the background. But the kingpin is old Gates, because Gates' daddy was an army officer over some very, very sinister operations. I'll just leave it at that. These are really, really bad people. Let's just stop right there. Yeah, please, it's triggering me. Get him off screen. Now, we're going to be looking at that, obviously. We're going to be looking at the total hoax that Trump was doing something that any other president before him didn't do. They keep saying the policy is from the time of George W., the 43rd president. And then they say, oh, it goes back to Eisenhower. No, it goes back to 1789. And in the last segment of this hour, I'm going to read to you from the official Ellis Island historical site maintained by the U.S. government. How do you think we eradicated all these diseases in this country that are now back? We didn't let people in that had them. 6 months quarantine if you showed any signs, a month quarantine if you didn't, in a solitary confinement cell. That's how we went from millions dying of all these things every year, smallpox, TB, to almost nobody. They all claimed it was vaccines. It was running water, sanitation, and soap. You look at all the graphs. By the 20s, those diseases all basically disappear. Then vaccines come along in the 40s, and it upticks. Disease goes back up, but not as much. The graph in Australia, the graph in England, the graph in the U.S. is all the same. Goes like this in the 1800s, 1900s, and then bloop, 20th century starts popping back up. But I'm going to stop right there. We'll get to Ellis Island when I do that special report here live on air in the final segment of this hour. I'm going to have open phones in the second and third hour today. I have cleared the board of guests so that we can get to your calls. Now, that said, I want to just talk about some big picture, 35,000-foot view here for everybody first. People who are consciously evil are evil because they enjoy it and because they resonate with a cultural, genetic, spiritual wavelength that likes to dominate and hurt people. And it's mainly because they're weak and they can't stand love and how much it hurts to really love people and how much it hurts to really be honorable. It's so good. Good is so powerful, so strong, they can't handle it. Because goodness is scary and goodness hurts real bad in a good way. And God is scary. God is awesome. God is power. And so they seek to create insane realities where they ritualize being bad and doing terrible things, and then they attempt to fill the space of the good guys to be the arbiters of it because they're obsessed with controlling narratives and obsessed with controlling language and obsessed with controlling the priest class. And so they are consciously sabotaging human civilization and systems because they're scared of goodness and they can't compete with it. And so they openly seek to sabotage family, civilization, chivalry, honorable systems because they're afraid of it. And at the highest levels, they're in a race, a total race to see who can get full panopticonic control over every facet of human activity to play God. They are seeking the Holy Grail. They are seeking eternal life. They are seeking godlike power to basically manifest matter in any way they see fit because they're fallen. They don't understand that there is a ascension in everything that's good. There is a process in human ascension from our embryonic level through the test of free will and this most base level into other levels that God says we haven't seen or haven't heard or haven't thought or haven't imagined. So globalism is demonic. You ask, why are there viruses in the universe that, you know, to come into a healthy cell and replicate and explode and kill it? Because that's what they do. Are they alive? Are they dead? We don't know. You can debate that. And so evil seeks the power of the office. But there is times in history when offices are filled with good people as well. And the globalists are in a total and complete rage right now that the life force of humanity and the life force of the planet itself is surging back to life. And that they are not to inherit the earth, the satanic evil. They are to only test us. They are here to test us. Those that love God and love justice and who hurt in our hearts that we're not strong enough to stop the Satanist. And they are Satanist. 100%. Most of our enemies are conscious devil worshipers who engage in satanic rituals to destroy their own soul, they believe, to get them closer to darkness. And the burning up of their humanity they associate with power. And I guess there would be some sick thrill if you took a butcher knife and cut your fingers off. Be pretty exciting. Hurt pretty bad, but be pretty interesting. It's kind of the same thing. They're like, here, let me just chop my own nose off. Let me just put my hand in this garbage disposal. And that's why they introduce this to everybody. Hurting others doesn't make you powerful. Doing what's right and standing up to evil will make you powerful. But then once you become powerful, you'll realize you didn't ever want power. And it was all an illusion. And it was all a joke. And it was silly. And it was stupid. But we're in a war in this country. We're in a war on this planet with evil trying to sabotage us and trying to manipulate us because the evil folks at the top have seen past to the next level. They don't want to go there because it doesn't let them run everything. So they're trying to keep us back at this level. But they're basically like adults or snot-nosed teenagers that are tripping a year-and-a-half-old baby that are giving it, you know, a box of fire ants or some razor blades. That's why you read the leftists and all these people, they have that same look in their eye because they're predators and they think it's powerful because they've given themselves over to this and they're trying to give babies a box of razor blades or some cyanide pills. And they've all got that same Pennywise look. They can't hide it. They don't understand how stupid they look. If you have discernment, you're like, my God, that's one of them. Because metaphysically, however you want to say it, there is something else, a nightshade, is interposed over them. They're avatars for something very old and very wicked that didn't want to move on in the universe, that haunts the planets, that haunts the space, the cosmos, and then slides into these oases of life and attempts to take control of it and play God. But it always tells you, you've got to become silicon. You've got to die before you can be reborn.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you study the Jacobins, and that's what the modern left is, left-hand path, Satanist, and they openly practice it. It's an official party globally. They're all about preying on the weak while pretending they're the good guys. And they're all about degrading and creating as many forms of mental illness that they can rule over. Fluoride in the water to lower your IQ. Vaccines designed not to help you, but to harm you. All of this is admitted plans. Just like I told you 20-something years ago on air. And I would have the textbooks used by social workers at the University of Texas. People going to college. Said, called a Calhoun reader, we will eradicate the family. It's bad. It's evil. And it has to be gotten out of the way so we can have a super state and have us, we the social engineers, in full control to build our utopia. I mean, this is 100% cult stuff of the worst type. And you ask, why do they tell such brazen terroristic lies that they know they're going to get caught in? Like no one was there to see Trump's inauguration, or Trump created the policy of separating the children when it's been going on since Ellis Island. Because they want people to just get into the emotion and to just join the hype. They want you to give up common sense. They want you to be mentally lazy. And you look at who the minions are of this evil force. I mean, Pelosi, Hillary, Michael Moore, people like David Rockefeller. I mean, they look, when they were young, they look like someone that you'd have in a, you know, fictional movie as a serial killer. And that's because they are, folks. They kill you through the GMO. They kill you through the aluminum dioxide. They're killing everybody. And Trump is trying to reverse those operations. He is planning to do it. They're freaked out because if you go into the White House in the deeper level discussions and topics, it sounds like this show. Because this is reality. They don't need to tune in to the broadcast to know all this. Donald Trump knew all this before I came out of my mother in 1974. And that's why they're trying to stop him right now. There's a global move. You think this is all just happening by accident? This is a death battle of this country and the world. This is us being stabbed and attacked by these globalists fighting for our lives. This is a pro-human future. Life extension, everything the globalists want for themselves. They have been building a breakaway civilization since the National Security Act, and they use NASA to create a true breakaway civilization that's at least 40 years ahead of what we now know. That is fact. And there is a global race of breakaway civilizations. The Soviets failed. The Chinese are what the globalists have decided to do with their breakaway civilization because the Chinese communists are completely soulless and wicked. I mean, they are the worst people on the planet. Pure cold death. You hear the left bitching and complaining about China killing over 100 million of its own people in their own admissions? That's from them. 80 plus million under Mao. And over a million, it's estimated, the last 5 years have been arrested, blood typed in forced labor camps, and then they meet the genetic criteria of not just a blood match, but a genetic type match. They are taken to a facility, fattened up, and harvested. And that's for practicing Falun Gong style Buddhism that is so light that you can't even call it a religion. Now, you hear about that in the news? No, you don't hear jack squat about that. Oh, and Christians too, but I know leftists listening will get excited about that. But Buddhists are their favorites, actually. They found that Christians, when their families are taken like that, tend to kill people. They wait, they watch, and they kill officials locally. So they've kind of backed off killing as many Christians, because Christians will still fight back sometimes, but not, oh, Buddhists don't fight back very much. And boy, do they get butchered. They get them down at an angle in the stretcher on the way to the airport. And so the blood stays up there and doesn't run out. And they take everything, including the blood. When they suck you dry, you're a husk. And then they sell that to a pharmaceutical company that turns it into collagen. So you can get it injected into your lips and your other body parts so you can look younger. Yeah, just show a mobile execution, Vince. So, oh, but the children, oh, Trump, oh, he's so bad. Meanwhile, are they going to fire this lady at CNN? Because in a world of universal deceit that is CNN, telling the truth, Revolutionary Act, to quote George Orwell, is this lady going to get fired? Because I've never seen any truth out of CNN in a long time. CNN host grills Dem senator about not speaking out against child detention centers during Obama administration. Is this host, Brooke Baldwin, going to be fired? Because, I mean, that is unbelievable. Let's hear her actually engage in just a kernel of sanity. Here it is.
But here's a question for Democrats, because you hear the president now, you know, a lot on a lot of topics, and this one included, you know, looking back to previous administrations, they should have done more, right? And so as so many people in this country are certainly outraged by the cages and the thermal blankets and the facilities housing these kids, you know, they were all there in 2014 under President Obama. And my question to you, Senator Baldwin, is did you speak up against them then?
You know, on this issue that we get into a moment where we're making progress, and then when it stalls, we turn around. I think we all need to continue to be focused on it and press it through.
Okay, so she dodges the question. Oh, and you notice Brooke's usually a huge liar. She couldn't, you know, tell the entire truth there, Ms. Baldwin, because she said again, the photos of the thermal blankets and the cages, those are Obama era. The facilities have been beefed up because this problem's gotten bigger. But again, they don't want you to know that Ellis Island kept people a bare minimum of 1 month and then generally 6 months in solitary confinement. So, you know, you wouldn't bring in bubonic plague, the Black Death or leprosy or TB was the big one, or smallpox or a whole host of other things, delousing. Things like that. It's unbelievable. And we're going to get to all of that coming up. Oh, there's a new billboard I'll show you when we come back. It's up on Infowars.com. Texas billboard tells liberals keep going until you have left our great state. I'm going to put some of these up in Austin. I am. I'm going to do it. But I'm going to add something saying, hey, why are you wrecking this place like you wrecked everywhere else you were? Why don't you go wreck some other place? But, oh, I get it. Vampires can't feed off other vampires. I get it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home.
But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, Melania Trump has made a snap surprise visit to the Texas-Mexico border. We have live satellite feed of that, and we're going to break some of that down. This is a far cry from Time Magazine's Photoshop cover of Trump looking down at the poor little baby girl that's crying. I wish folks would humanize the hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands of them being children, that have been murdered by the Mexican drug gangs and smugglers. But, oh, instead we have Hollywood movies by Robert Rodriguez where Don Johnson shoots pregnant women in the stomach with deer rifles. That's right. Doesn't exist, isn't happening, but Hollywood says so, so the white people want to kill you. Meanwhile, you have Latin America collapsing. Mexico's built a wall, gives you 6 months to a year hard labor if you get caught coming across. Until now, they let you get on the railways and follow those. And if you don't get off those, you don't get prosecuted. This is a orchestrated invasion of our country. Let's go to some of this feed of Melania Trump listening right now. And we'll go back to her statement, which we taped. Here it is.
They are further assessed by the legal service provider that can help identify if they qualify for some type of legal relief. And eventually some children will move on to refugee status and not unaccompanied children. And again, it's few and far between, but we do have that process where, you know, some children do not have anybody to go to, whose families have been killed, murdered in just different, very tragic situations. And hopefully when you get to speak some of the children, to a couple of the children today, you'll see that.
Oh, that's a good point. A lot of these kids have had their parents killed because some of the drug gangs still won't kill children under 10. They get thousands a year that just by themselves with Lysol over them and gunshot wounds. But you need to put them in with their parents, even though they're dead. Just don't even check anything. Just throw them into a sports stadium. Here, let's go back. Oh, but now we're hearing what's really going on at the border.
Until they can qualify for refugee status and move on to our other sister program, which is the unaccompanied refugee minor program.
So these children, most of them come here alone, without parents.
The majority of our children.
Center, yes.
Yes, ma'am. They are unaccompanied, and were detained by DHS and Border Patrol for the majority.
The majority.
That's a big part of who we are and who we work with. Yes, ma'am.
Because they are between 12 and 17 years old, right? So they kind of understand.
By the way, most of these facilities are brand new now, and they're schools. They're full schools. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Do you have the capability to take care of younger children here, younger than 12?
Our license, our state license, does allow us to take children up until as young as 6, but for the current...
But we should just put them in general population. Most of them don't have parents, but oh, look, there's footage of them behind chain link fences inside these facilities. Oh, my God, put them in with adults right away. Put them in with... maybe Peter Fonda. His name even just says it. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. He just wants Melania Trump's son, Barron, kidnapped and put in a cage with pedophiles, which is what they're trying to get Trump to do right now. Here, let's go back.
Throughout the United States that are licensed in that particular state to work with children from 0 to 5 years old. And it's a family setting. That these kids work in, and again, the same standard applies. We assess them for any medical need or any serious complication where we may have to use doctors, hospitals in that situation, because we get every type of child in our custody. Somebody who's non-mobile, non-verbal, to somebody whose mom may have, you know, perished in the Rio Grande or something that here in South Texas. So those kind of...
Say that down for a moment, please. Most of them are unaccompanied. Many of their parents perish in the Rio Grande Valley Desert because 80% of the women are raped. Now, you think, are Mexicans that bad of people? No. But there is a percentage of people who are lawless in any group. And if you don't control those groups and if you don't eradicate and put them in prison, then they will go to areas where there's lawlessness, like northern Mexico, and they will set up shop and rape and kill and murder. I grew up reading the Texas newspapers when I was a little kid and not believing about Texas Monthly stories and stuff where they would grab people coming up through and then torture them to death in satanic rituals. But then if the father was being tortured first and didn't cry, the drug dealers would flip out and then commit suicide because Satan had deserted them. I read that in Texas Monthly. And they let the family go because they were going to torture him. But if he didn't make a noise, then he wouldn't kill their kids. He tortured him for 3 days. I remember reading this when I was like 10 years old. Scared the hell out of me. It was back when Texas Monthly had good articles in it, interesting things, bear attacks, you name it. They're walking now. I guess the satellite feed cut. So let's go back to about, the feeds come back. Well, let's go back to the satellite feed, TV feed. Here it is.
Seems like a great one.
Again, this is a live feed, so you've got them trying to get set up and ready. While we wait to see what happens to this raw feed, let's go to Fox. From 15 minutes ago or so, so we can see what happened when she arrived and some of the cuts. Here it is.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much. I heard you have like 58 children here.
55.
We reached 55.
Oh,
so we're okay with that number.
Oh, that's great. So three of them, they're ready to reunite with the families. And those children, how many times they speak with their relatives or families per week, for example?
Well, the children are allowed to communicate with their family twice a week. Mm-hmm. They get a 10-minute phone call. But first, we have to ensure that the persons that they're contacting, their families, are indeed their family. So there is a process. We have to follow all of our policies and regulations.
By the way, this is unbelievable truth gold. So save that we've got recorded in there. I'm going to do a special report on this later, or maybe play it later on the show again. Did you hear him say most of the children are unaccompanied and a lot of their parents have been killed and they're traumatized? Again, my baby daughter is almost 14 months old. She started crying yesterday when I left. This is a new thing. She's been crying a couple months when, you know, mommy goes. And bye-bye, daddy, don't go, daddy. She's so smart. Very, very verbal. And this morning she shrieked and screamed again when I left and didn't want me to go and banged on the door while I was going out. So I came back two or three times. That's right. She now tries to go up to the big wooden door. She's been held up to it through the window before, you know, looking out when I go, and bangs on it, shrieking, dad, dad, bye, bye, dad, 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 dad. Oh my gosh, I'm so abusive. I'm so evil. That's what children do when your parents get taken away and they don't even know it's their parents. You got kids with some adults. We don't even know who you are. Here, let's just throw kids in with them. Well, somehow Trump's going to try to do this now, even though since Ellis Island they haven't been doing it. And, and the Democrats. What do the Democrats do? They are now saying they want total amnesty and totally open borders and letting diseases, unvetted criminals, people smuggling kids back and forth, and they're saying they don't even like this executive order and they're trying to stop it. That's right, because they think their constituents are so stupid. They just want to get upset and go, screw you, Trump. Unbelievable. So when it gets up to the part where the other fellow is talking, when you guys see it on the DVR in there, when it gets up to that, I want to play that piece again so people can hear it. Because it's unbelievable. If you just tuned in like 5, 6, 7 minutes ago, they're talking to the officials that run it. They're saying most of the kids are unaccompanied and a lot of their parents got killed on the way up here. So we can't put them in with any adults. Sorry. The media will then get photos from inside showing kids who are separated by chain link fence inside these facilities. They're out during all the day, all the rest of it. And so they're secured inside there, inside the shelter. And the Democrats want them all thrown to the wolves because the Democrats are mad at every kid that gets out of the womb. Okay, the Democrats are a death cult that hates you and your family, period. They want to murder you and your family.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, sir, we're breaking down walls. We're setting the campus free. We're taking action. A couple things that the crew, Scott and Daria, two of the crew members, brought up. Scott brought the part. The government and the globalists want our guns, the leftists, occupiers do, but they want open borders. And then you've got Mexico that has some of the most beautiful architecture, most beautiful art, movies, food, people, everything. Mexico's got everything. But it's still the wild, wild west in that corruption is tolerated and people take things by force. So there's a tiny percentage of the population that are ruthless and will kill and steal from anybody. 30 years ago, there weren't drug cartels that killed women or children. There weren't drug cartels that were in this type of behavior. But it first started, if you study it, on the Mexico side by Texas, where they started having satanic cartels who worship Satan. And you've got similar ones in Nicaragua, El Salvador, and MS-13 are devil worshipers. They do rituals where they torture women to death. And now it's segueing into children, because that's a big no-no thing in any culture, but Latin culture especially, not to kill kids. So, why does ISIS kill kids? Why do they train kids to kill? Why do they rape little girls? Why do they sell them to sex slavery? Because it's about terror. And so Mexico tolerated corruption unto the point where it's got giant sectors of states that are beyond anything you'd ever see in a movie like The Road with Viggo Mortensen or any other situation like that. If you haven't seen The Road, I'd only watch it once. It's so depressing because it's so real, so accurate. It's almost like a nightmare documentary. But it's fiction. A possible future with a atmospheric collapse. A partial atmospheric collapse. And nuclear winter, you're not sure what's happened. You will watch The Road Warrior? Mexico, the original Road Warrior? Mexico is like that every hour. There are hundreds of people being grabbed and being killed every hour. It's not Road Warrior. It's not a movie. It's real. It's happening now. The FBI won't even go into Mexico. They send the U.S. military in. And then they want to just have that open? They think you're so stupid that you would want to live under that and that you would want to be part of that? That that would happen? They have motorcycle gangs in dirt bikes and armored vehicles all over Mexico that they just rob people on the highway with. And there's no police because they kill them. They've killed thousands and thousands and thousands of police. They have military squads that are basically suicide squads fighting this. And you look at the suicide squads that are fighting them. They're upright, good-looking, smart family people that you can see their soul. And then you see the gangs. They're devil worshipers because we're dealing with devil worshipers. That's the problem. Every one of those top-level Mexican gangs worships the devil. And you're like, 30 years ago, there weren't hardly any of them like that. Yeah, because the worst takes over. And if you allow it, the very worst grows. It's survival of the most wicked. And then Trump wants to do something about gangs that torture little kids to death to prove themselves to Satan. And they believe they take the energy out of it. This isn't the second Indiana Jones movie, The Temple of Doom. This is real. Yeah, they just put the article up about taking the heart's energy and all this crazy crap. That's what we got going on. And then they tell Trump, we're going to check and see who these kids are and who they're with. And they go, oh, you horrible devil. You are the worst person in the universe. How dare you? And then meanwhile, Daria made the point. We have all these big giant schools we've built the last 20 years down the border for these people to show up. And yeah, it sounds great, but what about everybody else going bankrupt? What about all the old ladies having their houses taken by the IRS to pay for all this? What about the city of Austin had some drainage ditch behind my grandparents' house and told them they had to clean it out? Even though I went and looked, it wasn't their land, and they harassed my grandfather so much he had a heart attack. So I'm supposed to pay for all this or I'm a bad guy. When these people have gone through devil worshippers, road warrior level, civilization collapse level. Did you guys ever find the part where the guy with Melania talks about how most of the kids are alone and their parents have been killed? Remember we were going to fast forward on the feed and get that? Just give me a Roger. Roger? We got it? Okay, great. Fantastic. We're going to play that clip right now. Here's more of the information they don't want you to see or know. Melania at the border. Here it is.
Matter of first aid, there is some occasions where some children do not have anybody to go back to. And then at those situations, they are further assessed by the legal service provider that can help identify if they qualify for some type of legal relief. And eventually some children will move on to refugee status and not unaccompanied children. And again, it's few and far between, but we do have that process where, you know, some children do not have anybody to go to, whose families have been killed, murdered in just different, very tragic situations. And hopefully when you get to speak some of the children, to a couple of the children today, you'll see that, that there's not hope for them to go back to a country that they're leaving. So we get a broad spectrum. We have kids that come into custody.
and are reunified rather quickly if everything is in order. And then we have some children that will, unfortunately, and fortunately, stay within the system for a number of years until they can qualify for refugee status and move on to our other sister program, which is the unaccompanied refugee minor program.
So these children, most of them come here alone without parents?
The majority of our children,
center, yes.
Yes, ma'am. They are unaccompanied and were detained by DHS and Border Patrol for the majority. That's a big part of who we are and who we work with. Yes, ma'am.
Because they are between 12 and 17 years old, right? So they kind of understand and they know where they are.
Yes, ma'am.
They're not like young children.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play more of this coming up, but did you hear? Did you hear that? The majority don't have parents. The average age is 10. That was in another clip we're going to be playing. And many of their parents have been killed in Mexico on the way up, where 80% of the girls and women are raped. It's taboo. It's not macho to rape the boys, so that doesn't really go on down there. Now, you think about that. Think about that long and good. Where are we hearing about that? Nowhere. We're all hearing about how mean America is when these kids get up here and we give them everything. And the Chinese come here. The Chinese women are the biggest group now, not Mexicans. And they have their babies for free, and they stay here, and they become citizens. And we pay for everything. Mainly, they are wealthy Chinese that actually want to move to the U.S. and use the anchor baby for that and then live off their Chinese money. And our welfare. This is what they don't want you to know. And imagine the average moron Democrat who are running around trying to kill members of Congress. Guy got arrested in Florida for that just yesterday. They're calling for burning down these centers, these little schools, these shelters. They're calling for kidnapping Barron and putting him in with pedophiles. Old Peter Fonda. Wow. His name. Amazing. Amazing. His name even sounds like pedophile. Incredible. I guess sometimes the name on a book is more accurate because he wants to put kids in with pedophiles. That's aiding and abetting. That's a capital offense. That's the same thing. That's a conspiracy to kidnap and rape children from Hollywood. Imagine my shock to steal a PJW line. Okay, I'm doing 40 seconds of plugging. The total enemy force wants to destroy us. But cavalry's on the way in many ways, and you are that cavalry. But even the cavalry doesn't ever come for us. We're going on to the end because we love fighting scum. It's the only time my soul feels good is when I'm fighting them, and I'm fighting them all the time, so I feel good. Infowarsstore.com, a bunch of new specials that I don't even have time to tell you about. 33% off our new ExtendaWise amazing heart and body pill, but we've got all of our other best sellers that weren't on the last sale are now on the sale. 50% off on the Super Blue toothpaste, the immune gargle, and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. If you do not fund us, the globalists will win. But you are funding us, so we salute and thank you all. Hour number two.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
You know, everybody that's got children has been to plays or some type of school event or church event. And you go, and sometimes the play goes 2-3 hours, because maybe 2 or 3 plays they're putting on, and it gets a little tiring. And little kids are cute. It's cool to see your kids up there, but it gets old. But watching CNN and MSNBC and Elijah Cummings and all the usual suspects, Rachel Maddow, can we cue up her crying again? I mean, it's the worst acting I've ever seen. And it's like watching mainstream media is like watching a bunch of spoiled, rotten, bad actors who want to run your life. It's incredible, and they never go away. Even though they have almost no viewers and ratings, they're just zombies who put out talking points, and then tens of thousands of newspapers and local TV stations parrot it, and then maybe 10-15% of the population believes it, and then they zombie around all holier than thou, operating in a totally delusional state by people that are consciously shoveling fraudulent talking points at them. I mean, Rachel Maddow, who would hang around with Rachel Maddow in the real world? I mean, you know she's got a miserable life. These are miserable people. But see, misery loves company, and that's the problem. And we should put a compilation of Elijah Cummings and all these Democrats and her crying and bitching and yelling, and it's all lies. And I know you know it's a lie. But you ask, why are the lies so stupid? Why are the lies so mindless? Why are the lies so easy to penetrate? That's because you're conscious and you are paying attention and you have a soul and you have an IQ that's above, 90. But it's worse than that. A lot of these people aren't super stupid. They have decided to buy into the delusion. The Bible talks about in the last days, people will be given over to great delusion. So they've self-hypnotized into this club. And in this club, they believe these things in their own echo chamber, and then they're always saying, we're in an echo chamber. No, I'm not in an echo chamber. I face the real realities of what I say and do every day on air. And you look in the eyes of all these people, they're just missing something. They're fundamentally insecure. And because of that, they want power, and they want to run our lives. They don't have any power themselves, so they're trying to always harness those of us that do have spark to be their horses, to pull them. Well, here's the deal. I don't like the presence you rain down on us, Sandy, so I'm not pulling your sleigh. Is that clear? And people are awakening. When I say that, I mean they are awakening. That means something. The sleeping giant is in the process of firing up its engines, and it's a big roar. And they're like, ah, they're all hands on deck, because that thing they thought was a mountain off in the distance all those years, the forbidden land that the evil ones can't go into, as they metaphysically stare across the plane, the astral plane. And then the mountain, the thing they thought was a mountain, they now see shoulders, and they see a head rising up, and big, white, burning eyes of liberty and light and love and justice and destiny and creativity and Genesis. And now the giant is on one knee beginning to rise, and the gleam in the eyes is the sun rising in the distance. The dawn is coming. The dawn is coming, just as night will follow in the cycles. But their time is coming to an end because we're being given a little bit of time to get our breath globally, a chance before we face the AI and very, very serious situations. Because we were going to go ahead and pretty much go into world war if these decisions weren't made. Trump and others are trying to save everybody. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
They took the babies out of incubators. Left the children to die on the cold floors.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control. UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being CNN. Fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high-level emergency.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, f*** you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Love. Well, Melania Trump is visiting with children right now behind closed doors at a Texas orphanage shelter that houses 50-plus children. And usually they're processed out within just a few days. And she's now learned that the majority don't have parents and their parents were killed in Mexico. That's what the administrators just told them. Oh, I see. They just came out of a place where their parents got killed. Oh, but America's bad for giving them lavish facilities that are so nice. The media shows stuff from 5-6 years ago when Obama triggered folks to come up here and the facilities weren't built. They've now built these emergency centers all over South Texas. I go down to Big Bend in places to go hiking, and you drive by them. They are gigantic. They are air-conditioned, and they look just like high schools. And they've got outdoor football fields. They've got outdoor soccer fields. But at night, they go into chain-link areas. There's bathrooms inside, chain-link in these big warehouses that are air-conditioned. And they go into the chain-link area, and that's so you don't have older kids with the younger kids. Gee, wonder why you don't want that. Why do you have the fifth grade in elementary school and high school's another grade? You don't put older children, young adults, with their issues and problems that they tend to have with little children. And then if you don't know who they are, most of the time, we played the administrator earlier. He said, most of the time, the adults they're with are not their parents. See, but the media can show that. And maybe they saw their parents killed a week before by the coyotes because they didn't pay enough. By the smugglers. And now there was some other people they know that at least speak Spanish. Now there's men and lights in the scrub brush and the rattlesnakes. And they're taking them and they're putting them in a vehicle. They don't know. They're crying. They've probably been told, they see all the news in Latin America about how horrible America is. Of course, they want to get here. They don't know. And then they're taken to this nice facility and doctors check them and they get medicine and everything else. And they get debriefed by people that speak Spanish. But sometimes they're Muslim children. Sometimes they're African. Sometimes they're Christian. Sometimes they're from all over the world. Other than Mexican is what it's called. And used to it was about 95% Mexicans coming in. Now it's not even half. It's Central and South American and African and Eastern Europe and Middle Eastern. And the Democrats think you're so stupid. That takes a lot of nerve, doesn't it? They think you're so stupid that they show video of a little 5-year-old or 4-year-old crying. In fact, let's roll some of that. And then they say, that's Trump. He's hurting the little girl. And no one in mainstream media except one lady on CNN will ask the senators, well, why did you do something about this when Obama did it or Bush did it? But I won't explain. And I said I get this earlier. I didn't. I will do it in the last segment of the hour. I promise. I'm going to show you from Ellis Island, their own official website run by the Park Services, National Park Service, how they were put in solitary confinement for 6 months if they showed signs of disease. If you showed no signs, 1 month with a window looking out at New York City from 1630 until it was closed in the 20th century. Yeah, keep scrolling down. Show you when it closed. And again, you can see right there, ladies and gentlemen, closed in the 50s, but main operations I'd read in the 40s. Now, that's the real world, but you tell these ignorant people, look, Trump was mean to the baby, and then let's show Time Magazine. It's up on Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Drudge has got it. It shows the little girl, and she's crying with that big, mean, ugly gringo. That big old orange toad looking down on her. He's a big old mean bad man. Democrats would rather have that baby aborted, but if that baby's going to live, it's going to be a fluoride head Democrat moron voter. But we just played the clip last hour, which I think ought to be a big news story. Nobody's picked up on this. That the people that run the center are going, the majority of them don't have parents, and a lot of their parents got killed. So a lot of the kids you see crying, being separated, aren't with their parents. It's just the people they've been with the last 20 miles of desert. But, oh, let's just leave them with whoever this is. Let's not check anything. The Democrats say, I've got clips of Pelosi, all of you. You want to hear her? It's amazing. Yeah, and again, there's a Steve Watson article up on Infowars.com. Deranged leftists are blaming Trump for 2016 abuses at Immigration Detention Center. And they're showing photos and videos and problems that happened under Obama, and they know what they're doing consciously. These are terrorists terrorizing the country, trying to cause a civil war. Keeping families together. Not enough. Liberals demand amnesty now. Infowars.com. We have the quotes. Democrat volunteer threatens to kill Republican reps and their children over zero tolerance immigration policy report. Tells them, don't try to find me, you won't. The state police got him 2 hours later. What a virtue signaling, weak-minded little moron who gets to go to prison for a few years now. Because he wanted to show how good he was. He's so good. No, he's a low IQ person. I mean, look at that guy. I'd be surprised he could find his rear end with both hands, man. I mean, just look at that moron. That guy probably got about a 80 IQ genetically. After Florida, he probably got a 65 IQ.
I got to kill you. I'm coming to murder you and your kids. Don't try to find me.
And of course, they come get you 2 hours.
Why are you arresting me? Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm going to get the number out and get to a bunch of other news when we come back. So much straight ahead. Please spread the live link and tell folks about the station you're listening to. George Soros and Hillary, another scum, hate it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau D'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I get hit with just amazing understandings all the time that were hiding in plain view. And one of those was watching Melania live about an hour ago. We were carrying it at one of the emergency shelter centers for the collapsing Latin American Road Warrior Hell Pit, that is Mexico, and then on down south just gets worse until you hit Chile and a few other places that are doing better. Just truly hellish. And she's talking to the heads of the facilities, who, by the way, are almost all Hispanic, because they act like it's like all these evil white people have these poor brown people in cages. And they're there at the school. It's what it is, a school. And they point out most of these children do not have parents. Their parents have been killed. And they're just with other people. They said almost all of them are not with their parents. They were either killed or they came alone. And they cry because they're in the middle of the night. They've seen people murdered normally. 80% get raped. America isn't doing that. The children are fleeing that. And I understand that and I humanize it. But how do we become the bad guys? Because we're good guys on average. And so we have a conscience, so it gets to us when we're being called all these horrible things by the Democrats and the cold-blooded globalist corporations that are anti-human. So during the break, we got CNN, Fox on in there. We've got satellite feeds. I saw the president live. We just grabbed it just minutes ago because I've never heard him say this. It didn't click to me until now, even though I've covered it previously. It didn't click in this whole debate. He suddenly says, hey, almost all of them aren't even with their parents. Their parents are dead. Their parents are gone. Don't you understand? There's not parents for them to be with. This is all made up most of the time. And I guarantee you, he was watching Melania just like we were. And he got that point, too. And see, people ask how me and Trump are synced. It's just common sense as we learn more about everything. And again, I already knew that. I'd covered that before, but it wasn't clicking. This is a big deal, folks. In fact, I've seen the numbers, something like 70%, they were saying 80%, don't have parents with them, don't have anybody. And, you know, I'd be crying for joy if I'd just gone through hundreds of miles of Mexican hellhole desert with road warrior, literal cannibalism and stuff going on, all these devil-worshipping drug cartels, literally. They're all devil worshippers now, basically. All the old cartels have been knocked out. It's gone down to people filing their teeth sharp now, just like it does in any society. It just goes back to barbarism. So Trump just knocked it out of the park again, as we all learn and we all discover this ourselves. Why do you think Obama and Bush and all them back to Ellis Island would separate people till they found out who they were? Since 1630, before we were a country. That's Ellis Island, 1630. It was used as a quarantine by the British. Why? Why? See how the same thing? Chain link fences at Ellis Island. Because of disease and because of criminals and because of that. That's what you do. And Obama's so bad, he actually stopped doing it the last few years and just said, load them on buses, don't check anything. And then they got grabbed by child smugglers. That's the Washington Post. But the Democrats are so sick and so evil and so insane, they try to sell this hoax on us. And the Washington Post of today goes along with it. You people at CNN, MSNBC, the Washington Post, do you have children? Do you have any soul? All you idiot Democrats that love to run around and bitch and talk about the racist gringos and all this crap. Why are you trying to get up here with all the racist gringos? And by the way, whites are now a minority in this country. Hispanics are America. Why the hell would you throw that birthright out? Because big corporate television told you to? Because they want you to remain peons, serfs in Spanish. Peones. Well, I'm not a peon. And America isn't about being peons. But it's a litmus test for white people, blacks, Hispanics, anybody. If you believe mainstream media, you are a peon. You're going to continue to be a slave because you're too stupid to take freedom in your own hands when it's looking at you in your own eyeballs. God, these people make me sick. Unbelievable. Let's hear from the president having the same revelation we all just had. Here it is.
We don't want to have people, we don't want to have children separated from their parents. You have to understand, you gave an example yesterday of 12,000 children. Of the 12,000, 10,000 came up either alone, they weren't necessarily young children, but either alone, or they came up with traffickers and coyotes. And these coyotes are bad dudes. But they came up with other people, brought them up, and they use them. They're using these children. That's 10,000 out of the 12. Of the 2,000, a lot of the people, where they came in with their children, this is their third, fourth, fifth time trying to come into our country. So this is not a perfect situation. This is very bad. Now, port of entry, if you go to a port of entry, it works out very nicely. They've been doing a very good job, but they don't want to come in through the port of entry. That's called doing it the legal way. But many of the people in the 2,000 category, you're talking about 2,000 children, those are people that have tried to come into our country many times the same way. They don't want to go into the port of entry. Usually that's for a very bad reason. Why don't they want to go in illegally? So you have to ask yourself that question.
All right, that's good. Good job, President. And he's so OCD about fixing things. It's so good how he figures out how it all works and tries to make it better and tries to make it fair because he wants the good luck, the good mojo of being a good guy. See, that's how I am. That's why Trump said to Kim Jong-un, I have goodwill for your people. I want them to be successful. I want you to stop being a little snot-nosed punk. You want to be a man? You want to be a real leader? Or you want to sit there and act like an idiot for the rest of your life? And reportedly behind closed doors, that's what he point-blank told him. Oh, yeah. And you know what? Kim Jong-un loved it. You ever seen him smile or act like that before? And it doesn't mean this whole thing's going to be perfect, but this is reality setting in. All right, I'm going to give the number out. The toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, I want to hear from you specifically, or folks in Mexico that want to chime in on this. Or if you disagree, you know, I'd love to hear from you as well. 877-789-ALEX. But we're talking about this subject. Now, let me just stop right there and try to do some mid-air refueling to fund this incredibly effective operation that is dreaded by Soros, the Clintons, the crime networks, all of them. By the grace of God, I'm still alive, but please pray for us as well. But there is nowhere you can spend your money and get great products at the same time that will absolutely devastate the globalists. Now, we have our new ExtendaWise Heart and Body amazing product with the very best fish oil for the heart, the very type that's good for the heart and the cardiovascular system. It's a fact. And there's a lot of it, and it's concentrated. It's called the EPA type of fish oil from the fjords, wild harvests. So it's very clean from the North Sea up there, not from the Pacific. And it's got a bunch of other great things. It's got this 100-to-1 special patented garlic, 100-to-1 concentrate. So it's like a huge amount of garlic that you get in each pill, concentrated, and it's got a bunch of other ingredients that are just amazing. 30% off, no, 35% off, and then it's 30% off too when you get it with the combos with DNA Force and other things that are great for the heart. And then we've got a bunch of other specials that I just don't have time to get into here, but we're having what I'm calling our bestseller sale, where we are selling everything that's been a bestseller that wasn't previously on sales at 25 to 50% off. So I'll tell you about all that when we come back briefly.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go, and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So, an amazing point has been brought up by Melania's visit that the president then picked up on about an hour and a half later. We just played the clip if you joined us. The president pointing out that depending on whose numbers you look at, 75 to about 87%, if you go with the president's latest numbers he's gotten from General Kelly and others, it's 83%. 83% of the children coming in to the United States out of the war zone that is Mexico don't have parents. And a lot of them were killed on the way by the smugglers. There are many famous cases. I've read the Texas papers. You never see it as a big national story. About a young 13-year-old Hispanic girl or a young 12-year-old Hispanic young man who loved the cartels and loved the smugglers and thought they were heroes because the news was saying they were great people. And they went to join it, and then they got killed in the desert after they were robbed. They have no idea how vicious and animalistic these gangs have gotten, because the worst of the worst get in control, and then it just gets worse from that point. So it's amazing. 80% of the women coming up through Mexico get raped, according to Amnesty International. But no one should be checked. No one should be stopped. But during the Melania visit, which we've got some more clips of, it's still ongoing, she goes in to get briefed by the people that run it. And the head of the operation tells her, I don't want to get his name and get him on because they announce who he is, but not his name, points out what they just said, that most of them have their parents killed. This is what they're fleeing. And then America's bad. So it just shows how crazy leftist media is trying to cause a civil war, trying to cause civil unrest. Notice I've been saying that for years. Now mainstream news admits the Democrats want violence. They can't win the debate. And they just target people with the dumbest propaganda I've ever seen. Here is that clip one more time that Melania's fact-finding mission pointed this out. It's a number we already knew, but we weren't thinking about that. This whole red herring of separating them from parents. These are little kids wandering out of the desert. Their parents have been murdered in many cases. You understand, folks, that they say 190,000 people, I looked it up again last night, that's the latest numbers this year, have died in the last decade that we know of. There's a couple hundred thousand that never showed up anywhere else that didn't leave Mexico. So we're talking hundreds of thousands of dead, most of them trying to go through to El Norte, the north, as it's called. Think about it. Can you imagine? I saw a documentary. I forget the name of it. We had the makers on a few years ago about Border Wars, I think it's called. And it's actually liberal, award-winning filmmakers. They believed all this till they went to the Arizona border, saw what was happening to the ranchers. They went and spent 2 years in Mexico in the civil wars going on. And then the towns have vigilantes that fight back against the cartels. And then after they beat the cartel, they tend to turn into it. I forget what was the name of that film. It's so powerful. It won a bunch of awards. I saw it in the theater. No, so Sicario is a fiction, but it's based on true stuff that happened. It's a sheep-dipped film, which means real events happen, but they change the names. It's a documentary. The point is that the Democrats are playing on people not having any understanding of this. So one more time, I'm going to play this and then hit some other news, and I'm going to start going to your calls. But here's what they don't want you to see. Here it is.
Madam President, there is some occasions where some children do not have anybody to go back to. And then at those situations, they are further assessed by the legal service provider that can help identify if they qualify for some type of legal relief. And eventually some children will move on to refugee status and not unaccompanied children. And again, it's few and far between, but we do have that process where, you know, some children do not have anybody to go to, whose families have been killed, murdered in just different, very tragic situations. And hopefully when you get to speak some of the children, to a couple of the children today, you'll see that, that there's not hope for them to go back to a country that they're leaving. So we get a broad spectrum. We have kids that come into custody and are reunified rather quickly if everything is in order. And then we have some children that will unfortunately and fortunately stay within the system for a number of years until they can qualify for refugee status and move on to what our other sister
program. All right, let's stop right there. Now, there are literally hundreds of these clips of Hillary and Dianne Feinstein and everybody else, Joe Biden, Barack Obama saying you can't just come here and don't bring your kids. But then the globalists just decided, hey, let's sabotage the whole country. Let's just tell them, do it. And that's what they've done in Europe as well. This is so dangerous. This is so bad. This is so evil. So just in the space of 4 years, they've totally changed their tune and think you have no memory. Remember, Gruber said, we think you're dumb. We think you're goldfish. Scientifically, they've had the TV and the ads and the children's shows are discordant and mentally ill, too short in attention spans. Yeah, this has been done by design to literally brainwash the public in their own words. By the way, when you take regular marketing and a normal college level degree. When I was going to ACC Community College for 2 years, I realized it was near worthless. They were teaching subliminal advertising, brainwashing, repetition. They were teaching that in the first textbook, Beginner Media. It was like the first television was invented in Russia and was a mechanical. And then another, and it was like Marconi and the radio, and then subliminal advertising and blah, blah, blah. They are on record. I met with a psychiatrist, he's dead now, who headed up a U.S. government program. He owned a group of radio stations in Minnesota, and he wanted to eat with me. He wanted to meet with me, and he put me on his radio stations. And I looked him up later. I couldn't believe who I had dinner with Ted Anderson. Ted Anderson was there. And I flew up there to meet with this guy because, you know, I jumped through a lot of hoops, you know, 15, 16, 17 years ago to get stations. And he ran psychological operations for a corporation that had worked for the CIA and the Pentagon. And he said he couldn't tell me because it was all classified, but he was pissed. And he was quite a character, too. And later I went and looked up who he was. I was like, my God, that guy ran, man, major programs. And he said that they are teaching, they're giving people subliminal messages to make them weak, to make them sick, because if your brain thinks it's sick, it is, and to make you, like, stunted and to lower your brain waves and to confuse sexuality and to break up the family. And he was telling me all this. I guess that was more than 15 years ago. God, that was 18 years ago. 18 years ago. And I ought to get Ted on sometime. He was there at the meeting. We had lunch for 2 hours. Then I went by the guy's, one of his radio stations. He put me on one of them. He was going to put me on like all five he had, but he didn't. But he was a liberal too, but he was freaked out, man. He was freaked out because he knew about the projects and the tests they did. And then he couldn't believe they, because this was stuff that they were thinking about beaming into Russia and stuff to mess up their population. And he couldn't believe it was that, because they were theoretically tasked to study it, to, quote, counter it, too. And he couldn't tell me all of it. But, I mean, I already know most of it. Most of it's already been declassified. That's what I'm getting at, folks. When you watch CNN or MSNBC or cartoons or any of this, you're being hit with major league psychological warfare. And there's the overt propaganda. There's the covert propaganda. There's carrier waves. There's all sorts of subliminals. I mean, you're getting hammered hard. And by the way, just to be involved in stuff like this is so evil and so anti-human. To be involved in the production of this messes people up. And that's why I'm saying, why do you serve evil? Why don't you just serve good? You'll feel so good. But you guys can't help it till later. A lot of times when they're old, they figure it out. Let's go out to break with a little clip of Obama contradicting himself. Here it is.
Our message absolutely is don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. We don't even know how many of these kids don't make it and may have been waylaid into sex trafficking or killed because they fell off a train. We have no way of tracking that. So that is our direct message to the families in Central America. Do not send your children to the borders. If they do make it, they'll get sent back. More importantly, they may not make it.
Oh, but now the Democrats, I got a stack of news, are saying, come on. More meat for the grinder, more death, more blaming America, more bitching, more complaining. We'll be back with your phone calls, the Ellis Island breakdown, and a lot more. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com. or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Another time in the Age of Wonder.
In the Age of Wonder.
Another
world.
Another time.
Another time. Slap your screen and good. Until the crystal fact.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
The Democrats don't know what to do. Instead of just letting them put out endless lies and hoaxes, every time they do, Trump counterstrikes with the truth over and over and over again. And then Melania, the Titan, a very intimidating lady in person. She's like, got a big presence. And in a good way, she goes down to the children and finds out 83% don't have parents or their parents were killed. And the whole thing's a giant hoax. And Obama's migrant centers were overcrowded, disease-ridden, and topped with razor wire. And just since Trump's gotten in, they've updated them. It's incredible. So they use the photos and the videos from before knowingly and blame Trump. It's unbelievable. But they had to hold the kids in the detention centers. because that's all they had before. Now they've built these youth centers that are more like schools. And that was bipartisan, and that's a good thing. But it's just the way they lie. I mean, if I catch somebody lying to me about something big, I never associate with them again. But the media and the corrupt Democrats, they just lie and lie and lie and lie and lie, and then they get caught and they lie again, and then they lie even bigger and they create these huge hoaxes. And there's so much other news going on, but man, you know, they use this to divert from the congressional devastating hearings of the last few days, where it's totally proven that they illegally spied on the president. They fixed the intelligence. They made it up. They started the investigation to keep him from getting elected and then to get him out of office. And it's all admitted from the highest levels of the FBI. McCabe, Strzok, Comey, they all need to go to prison. But we're not talking about that anymore, are we? Nope. Instead, we're talking about, just like during the inauguration, it wasn't how he got elected and how amazing it was there a crowd or wasn't there a crowd? Even though you could prove there was a record crowd, we still had to fight them on it, didn't we? And I can't help it. Because you got to fight them when they're lying and point out they're liars. But it's a very interesting equation that the White House ought to have a discussion about. I'd like to know the White House's guidance on that. I guess I'll be learning it later. I love to torture the liberals. Anyway, sorry. Now, getting back to what I was saying, because there's this paradox here, where you've got to counter when they say that they're putting kids in concentration camps. That's what they said. CNN, their analyst, Hayden, not saying he's a pedophile. He is a criminal that's illegally spied on folks and lied to Congress and everybody else, and he looks like, I want to apologize. He doesn't look like a pedophile. He looks like somebody that eats children. He looks like he'd actually just hang them up and slit their throats. Anyways, I'm telling you, he just looks like the ultimate creepy demon. But his actions, we know. So why go to that? I'm just saying. He's the creepiest little freak I've ever seen. The wimpiest little, most pathetic, spongy, lying, larcenous little worm. Who is going to burn in hell? You spongy little, look at that little sinister. Would you let that guy babysit your kids? Would you let him walk your dog? Would you give that guy the keys? If that guy lived next to your apartment, would you give him the keys to feed the fish and water the plant? Or would you give that nice college girl downstairs the keys? In fact, when you gave her the keys and paid her $100 to do it for a week or whatever, or for the month when you're going out of town, you'd say, and by the way, keep your eye on him. He's a little creepy. Well, why? What is it? They can't hide the evil, folks. They cannot hide. That's your enemy. That's an enemy right there. Remember what the Russians said about Trump, why they like Trump? They said, he's going to be tough on us, but he doesn't look evil. Some of their top members of the Duma would put him up on a screen and go, he's good. He doesn't look like a devil worshiper. That's what they said on the Russian TV. They said, this is a good man. They said, this woman is a witch. And she is a witch. Mainstream news. She's a devil worshiper. I have known some of the top directors in Hollywood. And let me tell you something. Hollywood is full of devil worshipers and pedophiles. I kind of liked being in some movies at first when people offered them to me, and there were nice folks here in Texas. But when I got deeper into Hollywood, I don't want any part of it. You know how much they hate the fact that I rejected major roles? And back when I rejected them, it was a little bit hard to do, but now I'm so glad I didn't. Now you couldn't pay me $100 million to be in that cesspit, to be around those soulless people, or to be any part of it. It means nothing. And do you know how liberating it is to have all that crap mean nothing to me? Zero. 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 But it means everything to me to know Trump. It means everything to me to know the White House listens, because they understand that we are the zeitgeist, just as they are the zeitgeist. Birds of a feather flock together. They fly together. See, I'm in the club. The club of pro-human. The club of not being a coward. The club of not liking pedophiles and waging war against them. I'm in the club of victory. I'm in the club of next level human development. I'm in the club of not being a piece of crap. Now, how about everybody else join that club right now? Because that's why they tell you how good they are all day. They're not good. They're scum. They hate you, and they've proven they hate you. And they want to dominate you because no matter how much power they've got, they still know they're sacks of crap. They, Hillary, Podesta, all of them get on their knees and do horrible things to themselves and others in the hope to get closer to the devil. Do you know what they do in Aleister Crowley rituals? The sex stuff's just the first level. Crowley was called the most wicked man because he killed his own son. What was it, in Spain? On the side of some mountain he was living on? Killed his own, 9, 10-year-old son? With his own hands. Oh, you're so powerful, you could kill your son. No, you're a piece of crap. And they're these pathetic losers trying to act powerful, and they worship this Crowley priestess who just look at her. Look at that. Look at these jokes. They think they're cool. They don't understand that they are spiritually barren, weak, dead. There's no living waters flowing out of you. And you see the sound of the babbling brook, the space-time continuum, and life, and the fact that it's spreading so fast pisses these people off. This is what they worship, some heroin-head delusionite who promised a bunch of other delusionals that he could give them power. And he died broke, alone, a gibbering nincompoop. Look at that self-satisfied, delusional smile. You see that look a lot in nut houses or with homeless people on street corners. Hell awaits. This way death, this way life. Choose life. Choose the right hand. It goes up. Higher dimensions. Other one goes down. Can you handle that, though? We're going to go to break, come back for calls, and then I'll get to the whole Ellis Island thing, but I just keep getting behind. I've already kind of done it, haven't I? I need to be funded. It would make it so much easier if we're flooded with money to not then be distracted trying to fund the building of the operation while I fight the globalist on multiple fronts. You can help me be on a one-front war, not a two- or three-front war, if you commit to buy the great products we've got, to sign up for the stuff that you're going to need to reorder, like supplements and Patriot, Wake Up America coffee. It's excellent. I think it's one of the best coffees out there. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We got 35% off. I need to correct that on our newest product, ExtendaWise Heart and Body. It's really an amazing formula. And we've got a bunch of other bestsellers, 50% off on the toothpaste and on the immune gargle. That's incredible. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Without you, we will fail. With you, we will win. We are together. We are the future. We are victory. Mega Titan straight ahead. Stay with us.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia, You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet. And I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests. And I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield. And since then, I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit. And it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Trump's come out and pointed out that Obama was the one that had the really bad migrant centers because he said, come on up here. Well, it brought a lot of kids along with it. And so it became a disaster, and there was rapes, and there was sex trade, and the Washington Post, the New York Times reported on it. So they began to get funding congressionally to build better emergency centers, which they've done, and Trump's been benefiting from that. And so the migrant children and the rest of it. But then the media points at Trump like he did all that, when in the process it's been getting better. And even when he signs the executive order, which I don't see how they're going to implement that, taking kids and throwing them back in with adults, even though it's not their parents. I mean, how do you not figure out who they are? Look at Ellis Island. They used to keep you for a month at least, 6 months if you had any signs of disease. And you were put in solitary confinement because you might spread disease. It was called quarantine. That's how we got the country to basically be disease-free with pathogens. But I'm digressing. Trump comes out and he says, look, it's Obama. Well, we have an excellent article that boils it all down. There's been some others that are great, but this is the latest and the most put together. Kit Daniels, this story needs to go viral. I know you know all this, but we don't win by osmosis. We win by action. So get this article out. Obama's migrant centers overcrowded, disease-ridden, topped with razor wire. Media ignoring Obama's detention centers from 2014, which were out of control. And by the way, they were some of the time putting people in general population, kids, and getting raped. Well, of course, I mean, there are a lot of criminals coming across the border. Trump said that, and they said, oh, you're racist. There are a bunch of criminals coming across. Hell, they're breaking the law coming across, but the issue is there's a lot of people fleeing justice. Remember the old days when gringos would flee to Mexico to get away from stuff? Well, it goes the other way. And it's not just Mexicans. Most of them now are from South America and Central America. I'm digressing. Let's go to the president. Here it is.
The Democrats are causing tremendous damage and destruction and lives by not doing something about this. And they know that. They know that better than anybody up there with a pen. If we don't close these loopholes, there is no amount of money or personnel in the world to address the crisis. A very serious crisis. Been going on so long. This isn't Trump administration. You look back at 2014 during the Obama administration. They have pictures that were so bad. They had a judge that said it was inhumane the way they were treating children. Take a look at some of the court rulings against the Obama administration. They talked about inhumane treatment. I read them. I looked at them. They're all over the place. Inhumane treatment. They were treating them terribly. We have a situation where some of these places, they're really running them well. And I give a lot of credit to Secretary Nielsen and all of the people that have worked.
That's right. It's the nicest. But notice Trump doesn't go further. Mr. President, they're on the news. They admit showing videos from 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago saying it's you doing it when that's not what's going on. And DHS releases the videos of how nice it is. Because I follow the news. I know they built all these things, and it did happen. Obama got them built. I mean, and Trump's continued it. But, I mean, the point is that it's just not true. They lie. They lie. They lie. And then you've got the head of Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen, and they're blowing up at her. Get out of the restaurant, you bad lady, you evil white lady. This is race-based politics. This is poison. Let's go back to the president.
We have a situation where some of these places, they're really running them well, and I give a lot of credit to Secretary Nielsen and all of the people that have worked. It's the nicest that people have seen, but it's still something that shouldn't be taking place.
Notice, though, I admit that Obama and bipartisanly put more money in since they caused the problems that come up here to have better facilities for all these kids. Oh, you didn't think about the kids getting killed on the way up, Obama? And so Trump's continued that. But no, I mean, I'll give Obama credit when it's true because I'm not a liar. But the Democrats didn't even think about what that would do when they said everybody just come on up when that all started in 2013. So that's the reality. That's the full spectrum analysis, not BS. I'm going right to Mega Titan and other callers when we're back in 60 seconds.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Fight to prove I'm right.
I don't need to fight to prove I'm right. I don't need to be forgiven.
You know, you can't be evil, in my view, and sing that good, or write that good. You know, someday I'll tell people about all the celebrities that have called me and said they're listeners, but they're scared to come on air. Someday I'll tell you. It's most of the famous rock stars. Billy Corgan, Dave Mustaine, they had the courage to come on. And at a certain point about 10 years ago, when I would get invited to these things behind the scenes, whether it was Aerosmith or whether it was Metallica or whatever it was, I just said, listen, I like you guys, but I can't come hang around. And I'm not acting powerful. I'm not acting famous. I'm not acting tough. I'm saying I like the music, but I'm not, I don't like going to the studio and then make a record once a year and then kind of the rest of the time hang around with interesting people. Because there's a syndrome in Hollywood and in the music industry where interesting people get invited out to people's events. Kind of like with kids, you have somebody come to the event, maybe a clown, maybe a pony. Maybe a magician does some magic tricks at the kids' party. When I was a kid, you know, we'd have a magician over, we'd have a pinata, stuff like that. Cultural appropriation, very racist. But I just realized that's what it was. Because I'd be sitting there, there'd be an astronaut there, or it'd be an astrophysicist, there'd be some famous author. And I figured out, like, that's what Hollywood does. That they at their dinner parties, want to have interesting people at them. And, see, I don't think Hollywood's that interesting, so I don't go to your parties. How's that sound? I like changing the world. I like devastating the globalist. I like empowering humanity and seeing free market capitalism come back. See, that's what I like. I like sitting in a chair at 10 o'clock at night with the lights out and just thinking. And here's the thing. I'm not up here bragging. I want people to know I was offered 3 shows on Fox. I was offered Glenn Beck's job months before he appeared. And I rejected it. So don't think when I'm sued and I'm lied about and I'm attacked, if they kill me, I win. You understand? I chose what I'm doing. You don't dominate me. You don't control me. I don't want your Hollywood. I don't want any of your crud. I don't want success from you. Listen, I know the enemy knows that, but I want the audience to understand how important it is to fully break with them. Fully. The only reason I'd be interested in getting Kanye West in studio, which he wants to do, but his managers and people are threatening him. Oh, you're really crazy. We'll really lock your ass up if you do that. Is because he is a maverick. I like his music. And that would blow a hole in reality even bigger than the last thing he did. And he gets that. That's the no-brainer to come on my show. But it's not like I need that to get there. You know, the fact that they censor our podcast and censor all of our systems is the sign that we're the antidote. I could easily go along with the system. I was told, go along, don't be so hard, don't say Soros is a Nazi, leave the Islamists alone, do this and that, and we won't block you on iTunes and YouTube, and you'll have 50 million views a week, and you'll be the biggest thing as you are the biggest thing in politics, Mr. Jones. I've been on the phone with the vice president of YouTube. I was offered all that stuff. I'm not a loser that they block me. I'm a winner because they block me. I'm not trying to be Joe Rogan, a lapdog of the system. I'm trying to change the world, and I'm doing it. And as for Joe, since I brought that up, I meant to do this. I'm going to do it now. Cue him up if you can find it. I was going to do it last week, and I didn't do it. I'm doing it because I don't lose sleep over nothing, and I've been losing sleep over not saying this. So I'm going to do it right now. Cue him up saying George Soros was captured by the Nazis. Now, you got it? Good. Joe, I don't care about coming on your podcast. I don't need to come on your podcast. But my point is, though, I know you're as smart as I am or smarter. And I sit there and I watch what you do on your show where I'm wrong about Bourdain, but then you have your guys go, oh, look, we discovered the Clintons were after him and he was this and that. And then Alex, you know, Alex is, he, you know, he's just wrong about all this stuff. And, you know, he says Soros worked with the Nazis. Soros was captured by the Nazis. Hell, Joe, why not just say he cut Hitler's head off and fought him at a castle and Hitler was guarded by 5,000 werewolves and naked strippers in SS uniforms. I'm not stupid. I get to hear my son listen to his podcast almost every day. I hear it to the point of I don't want to watch it because I don't want to start saying stuff because I care about Joe. Joe's a good guy. He's done a lot of good work. He's really a libertarian patriot, but he's out there in Los Angeles with his family. And every time I see this stuff, he's misrepresenting what I've said and what I've done. He says, oh, I like Alex, but then he snipes me. Oh, I like you, Alex. I like you. Alex is a good guy. He's wrong. He's like my other best buddy. Eddie Bravo, Eddie. You're a crazy dumbass. Boom, slam your head in the ground. Aren't you a nice little guy putting up with me saying that? Well, listen, I'm not stupid when I watch all that. I'm not dumb. I don't sit here and play Machiavellian games. I'm a straight shooter. I'm from Texas. So, that said, that's what I'm getting at here. If Joe Rogan came out against the censorship on the internet going on, that would change a lot of things. And we get other people to do it. But there's this thing of people that are kind of quasi-conservative sitting back while the big battle goes on and while the EU tries to ban free speech and while they come after everybody to kind of, back off from Alex Jones a little bit and say that the hat tip, just say Soros was captured by the Nazis. You don't think I haven't been told that too? So I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed in the way I've seen things go. But I understand, I come on your show, it's your number one podcast. Now you've had 2 that are bigger, that's great. Number one, it gets blocked from Apple iTunes, gets delisted, and gets blocked everywhere, but still was number one for a year. I already know I'm number one, Joe. I already get that. It isn't about being number one. It's about changing the world. And you have the power to do that. Because let me tell you something, Joe. They're going to release bioweapons soon to try to stop Trump and this movement. And no matter if you got a private jet or not, if you're going to try to join the system, you ought to be trying to move in with them. Because let me tell you something. You're not going to be safe and nobody's going to be safe. We better change this or we're all going to fall together. So I'd rather just be attacked straight up, Joe. Give it all to me. Come on. Then the, man, I really like Alex Jones. He's a really good guy. He's a little bit funny guy. You think I'm stupid? Now go ahead and play the clip of him saying Soros. When we come back, I'll play Soros saying he helped round people up with the Nazis. Here's reality, Joe. Here it is.
That's another thing. I don't know what to do with her now. She thinks she apologized for that, but she said George Soros was a Nazi or something.
Yeah, you know, I saw the apology.
He was captured by the Nazis. I mean, he was like...
That whole Roseanne thing was done with her multiple personalities, she says. She was put there. That show was discredit conservatives. That whole thing was done so she could apologize to him in a PR stunt. You think I don't know when the Young Turks and CNN and ABC News all say he wasn't a Nazi and he fought Nazis, that it's not a PR stunt? You don't think I don't know I've already been threatened to stop saying it? I will continue to say it because my soul ain't for sale. Now, we're going to your calls when we come back, but first, there's a bunch of clips of him on NPR and on 60 Minutes admitting he helped the Nazis. But let's get the full clip. You're going to hear him say it not once, not twice, but three times. You know what I heard, Joe? I heard Hitler fought the Nazis. Yeah, I heard he got captured by them. Hermann Goering, Heinrich Himmler, Zeb Dietrich, all of them, they were fighting the Nazis at the Maginot Line in 1940. Yeah, did you know that? Yeah, did you know that? And you know who the bad guys were? It was America, I heard. Yeah. Well, it was my grandfathers. They were the bad guys, right? In the Army Air Corps, huh?
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever, to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. That you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for
miles and miles and miles. And sometimes I don't want to see if it's my friends. Joe Rogan's a really smart guy, very sophisticated, and he's a good guy at his base. But he's out there in Hollywood, and there's a litmus test now to say George Soros was captured by the Nazis. Well, if George Soros was captured by the Nazis, he'd have one of those IBM tattoos on him. No, George Soros wrote a book. His father wrote a book. He did an NPR interview, a PBS interview, and a 60 Minutes interview saying he helped with his adopted father, the Nazis, and he said if he hadn't done it, somebody else would. And then he helped round up Jews when he was 13, 14, 15. Now, listen, if he said, I'm sad, it was wrong, I did it to live, I'd still say, well, you were young, but that's really crappy. But no, he said it blew up in his face back in the 90s. So now he's got this PR campaign going all over the news saying he's not a Nazi, he's not a Nazi, he's not a Nazi, he never worked with the Nazis. He was a collaborator. And, you know, the Young Turks call me the worst person in the world for lying about him saying he's a Holocaust survivor. Would you be a Holocaust survivor if you were in a concentration camp and you helped pull the switch to gas people? And he didn't even do that. He was off in Eastern Europe, Hungary, Romania, going around rounding people up for the local banker. And they knew full well he was Jewish. Think the Nazis didn't know that? There's whole books written on how they had Jews like him that would go in. They would trust teenagers, and so they would send him in to find out where people like Anne Frank were hidden. Yeah, George Soros went and found the Jews. Like a little bloodhound demon. He's a Nazi bloodhound. That's what he is. And he's financing lawsuits against me, everything to shut me up. I don't care, you piece of crap. I'm not a little rollover like you. You may have gotten threatened by authoritarians and rolled over, buddy boy, but I didn't. And when I was 15 years old, I didn't roll over to 25-year-old men. So don't tell me if I was back then, I made a difference. Look, I'm from Texas. I'm from America. And my ancestors aren't cowardly scumbags like you. And since you did that, you overthrew a bunch of countries, you bankrupt people's pension funds and steal them. You were a known criminal till the 90s, till you made hundreds of billions and came over here and bought up our media to tell us how you crap Tiffany cufflinks and you little wings and you fly around in heaven. You're a degenerate, monstrous scumbag. You're a vampire bat that drank the blood of your own people. And you're going to go to hell. And I'm going to win, and America's going to win. And you're getting thrown out of Europe right now. Everything you're doing is turning to pure crap. You've got a crap touch, not a Midas touch. Everything you turn now disintegrates, you old stinking vampire. And it doesn't matter what happens to me as long as we win the war. That's what this is all about. You're all about yourself, you little Satanist. So, every time one of your people comes out and says you fought the Nazis or you cut Hitler's head off or, you know, all the rather, you murdered Hitler or you're a hero, I'm going to use them to expose it. So you better get your internet ban in real quick, you cockroach. Anyways, as for Joe, I just want to get Joe's attention that whoever told him that and whoever told him that was a good thing to say is not a good person, in my view. Or is that your decision, Joe? Because if it's your decision to defend George Soros, then there's going to be a whole new chapter to our relationship. Make your decision. It's not a threat. It's the way it is. You make your decision. You decide which side you're on. It's real simple. You should be defending internet free speech. You should be championing things. You could change history. You're a major leader. You do have the biggest podcast in the world. Your audience rivals mine. That's great. I hope it's 10 times bigger, but not if it's in the hands of the globalist. If you turn over to Palpatine and become Darth Vader, I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi and I'm coming for you, buddy. Let's go ahead and play George Soros and what he didn't want you to see.
It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation. For me, it was a very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger yourself. But you're 14 years old, and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, your belief in your father. It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
Hit pause. Back it up. It's a very happy-making. See, he was captured by the Nazis, and it was happy-making, like Happy Meals. Little cheeseburger, little cookie, little toy, little fries, little orange drink. Happy-making. In fact, that's what you call the Holocaust now, according to Soros. I think that's terrible, but instead of calling it the Holocaust or the death camps, it's a happy-making. Here, let's go back to the happy-making.
But you're 14 years old, and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, your belief in your father.
Lucifer.
It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews.
Happy-making.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
The happy-making.
You're a Hungarian Jew. Mm. Who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
Good pause. See, because I could just show the shorter clips. I'm showing what he says. It's the delusional. He's helping all this go on, but then he says it's the best time of his life. He's happy-making, but then he's not with the Nazis. He's just helping them. No, and this is the attitude. Oh, I'm just going along with it, so I'm okay. Oh, kind of like going along with internet censorship? I mean, maybe if Joe goes along with us being shot off the air and all the libertarians and conservatives, but he stays on, it'll be a happy-making. I mean, he's not going to be part of it. He's just going to stand by and watch it happen. Or you could be like George Soros and actually help round people up. But it's how you survived, like free market, so it's okay. Let's continue.
The experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child, you don't see the connection. But it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No problem.
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go, I could just as easily be there. I should be there. None of that.
We got to go to break. Yeah. There's more. I want to apologize to George Soros and my good friend Joe Rogan. You're right. I'm sorry. Oh, the full name of the video that he's in is Joe Rogan Talks About Tommy Robinson. And then you just hear about how I'm wrong about all these things. You're right. You're right. Joe, hey, I'm the bad guy. I'm sorry. George Soros, I'll kiss your big fat butt. I'm sorry, George Soros. Thanks for killing Hitler, George. It wasn't my grandfather's. You did it.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Everybody's on the fence, cruise a while.
one more thing about the Joe Rogan situation, and then I'm going to go to your calls. Joe is a smart guy, a sweet guy, a strong guy, and that's why it hurts to see him spanked by the system. And, you know, when they wouldn't put up our podcast on iTunes or delisted it when it was number one and did that stuff, that was a strong message to him. That if you want to be left alone, don't have people like Alex Jones on. Well, that's fine. But then if the drumbeat starts, because I'm a busy guy, I can't listen to long podcasts, but my son does, people around the office do. Joe has the biggest podcast in the world. Probably reaches conservatively 50 million people a month. That's a conservative number. And that's great. But then if it becomes an exercise, oh, Alex Jones is wrong about Anthony Bourdain. Hey, Joe, I talked to the people that were there in the production at the highest levels. They're involved in the Pentagon, everything else. I know all about it. Elon Musk. I mean, Joe, I'm not going to tell you, you know, who I talked to yesterday or who I talked to this afternoon. So just let's quit pretending that we aren't the tip of the spear. And then Joe takes DMT and talks about seeing space aliens in other dimensions. And then I talk about the globalists taking drugs and believing they're getting knowledge from other dimensions. And I'm the biggest kook in the world. Oh, I had Alex on. People think I like Alex. I like him as a friend, but he's a total nutball. I had him on. He talks about interdimensional child molesters, psychic vampires. You know, he's crazy. Oh, really? I don't take DMT. It's fine that you do. I'm a libertarian. And then I don't sit there and think I'm communicating with aliens. The people I'm talking about do. Because if you're a good person and you take the DMT and go to the fifth dimension, sixth dimension, if you believe in that stuff, they act real friendly. But Mescalito gets mean later. He's a goat, by the way. It's Baphomet. It's who you meet. It happens to basically everybody. Unless you're a really good guy. And then you get transported to a space prison for a couple hundred thousand years. And then when you come back, you don't ever come back. Now, I've never taken it, but I've talked to people. I knew about this when I was a kid from people that I knew that were involved in CIA trials at Berkeley. Oh, tell me about DMT, Joe. Tell me all about, you know, how you popularized it in the last 15 years. The Clockwork Elves, Joe. I heard about the Clockwork Elves when I was a little kid, and I decided I don't want to see them. Because everybody sees them. Little goat creatures with little green hats and little green uniforms. It looked just like gray aliens. Then they pull their mask off, and they don't look quite like that anymore. They wear little gray masks so they don't get too scary. Because they look like little gremlins, little demons. Now, see, you'll probably play that and say, look how crazy you believe little gremlin demons. No, you do. You talked about it. You saw it. You believe it. You. I didn't take it. The Bible says don't be part of pharmakia. Because it gives you the evil spirits. Okay, I didn't used to believe that growing up. And then I learned the CIA is taking this to get interdimensional communications. You say you've had those interdimensional communications, Joe. I haven't had them. You have had the communications, but I'm the kook for saying that the owners of Time Life Books in the 30s were taking DMT? You know where you get DMT, don't you, Joe? In deep sleep. See, I don't need to go there artificially. I let my brain and my soul decide what I do. I let God direct where I go. And I've been a lot further than anybody that takes DMT, let me tell you. Because I got the DMT. Alex Jones got a lot of the DMT. The DMT. The DMT. Every night I go to sleep, it's like 1,000 years. My waking life is not even one fraction of who I am. Oh, believe me, Joe, I know all about the DMT, the DMT, the DMT. So, I made my point, and I'm done. But I've got to not listen, because I'll get too mad. Bourdain said the Clintons were after him, that henchmen were after him, that he was being harassed by them. He had decided to go public because he was dating a woman who had been raped by Weinstein, reportedly, and whose father was a famous occultic Illuminati filmmaker, which she said. And she told Bourdain about the sex abuse of children, and Bourdain had a soul and was getting ready to go public. I've talked to the people that were there. Elon Musk has exploded in anger over the fact that I even know about the video they shot for the TV show. But Bourdain is dead now. Magically, and they got rid of his body faster than they did with bin Laden's in the ocean, if you believe that. Abracadabra, hocus pocus. You really, oh, just Whatever happened to Bourdain? Oh, he's just dead now. And that final cut they were going to put out, all these episodes since he woke up, plus it gets you top ratings anyways, telling the truth. He was going to go Kanye West. You ain't going Kanye squat, brother. We going to hang your ass. And anybody ask any question, you're a weirdo. Well, isn't that just cute? Yeah, there's Bourdain saying he's been experiencing Hillary's wrath and it's no fun. But you know, Alex Jones is wrong for even asking a question. Again, I'm sorry. I'm not cool. I'm from Texas. I'm a country bumpkin. Well, I ride a horse to school every morning. And we don't have toilet paper either, Joel. We wipes our butt with corn cobs. And then folks from Boston, because everybody from Boston thinks we talk with Alabama accents or Georgia accents, why, they think we don't know nothing around here. We don't know nothing about the space bases or nothing about the shadow government or nothing about anything, Joe. Why, I'm just everything I seem, aren't I? Just another. I'm a Texan. And I learned to run along behind you like a little puppy dog. And I learned how to be big and I learned how to be smart. And I learned about Santa Claus and the Easter bunnies. And I learned all about Hollywood and red carpets and all the big venues and making it in the system. Making it in the Titanic when it's going down. And the only thing popular is things that are facsimiles of the truth, or facsimiles of being unscripted, or facsimiles of being out in the open. But they aren't. And it's that slide from that that has triggered this critique. Now I'm done. I promise. Make America Great Again, Titan, Alex, and all the other callers. I will take your calls. And who we got in the fourth hour? Oh, Anthony Cumia loves it when I just take over for a while and take calls. I'll get to all your calls or most of them before I go to breaky wakey. Briefly, I'm not funded by the big globalists and George Soros and the New World Order and all the rest of it. And I'm a bastard child on Apple and YouTube and all restricted as they admit they are. I'm not cool. I'm just stuff they don't want you to hear, you know. And so, but if you want to fund us and get great products at the same time, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We have the Triple Heart Support product, ExtendaWise, now in concentrated EPA, nothing with Environmental Protection Agency. It's called EPA fish oil. That's the type that's really good for the heart and the cardiovascular. It's also good for the brain, but not as good as the other types that are strictly for that. And then it's got all these other great compounds in it, the supercharger. It's amazing. 35% off out of the gates. No reviews yet because it just came out yesterday. And we've got three other things it's comboed with, an additional 30% off. All orders $50 or more have free shipping. And then I forgot the really big deal I was going to announce. We have 50% off. I'm calling it our bestseller sale because everything that we didn't have on sale last time that was a bestseller, a lot of stuff was bestsellers in our top 10. But we've got the Super Blue fluoride-free 4-5 colloidal silver and iodine toothpaste, the Immune Gargle. That's my dad, dentist, oral surgeon's name for it. You can actually brush your teeth, then gargle with it or vice versa, and then you can actually gargle and swallow it. It's actually a supplement. It's got iodine and it's got super salt silver in it. That's 50% off. The big 16-ounce bottle down to the 1 ounce. We're getting them all together. 50% off. It's all there. Immune Gargle, Silver Sol, Super Silver, Wash Cleanse, all sizes, combos. 50% off. InfoWarsLive.com and a bunch of, Knockout, our best-selling product for its price range. It's the big sleeper product. Everybody loves it, pun intended. It is 33% off. It's already discounted so much. That's massive. InfoWarsLive.com. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power
Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
I've got to follow up my conscience. I've got to follow my North Star of telling the truth. And in this atmosphere of unprecedented censorship in the Western world that we haven't seen in 500 years at this level, a new dark age beginning if they succeed, the EU banning uploading memes, putting templates in front of what you can even type into a browser to control you, and the Southern Poverty Law Center and Soros run it, and all this outrageous crud and the shadow banning and censorship of anybody pro-Trump that's happening on the Internet, it's out of control, and it's a beta test for everybody else. The new CEO at News Corp 3 months ago was in the Wall Street Journal and said, we're going to ban Alex Jones and WikiLeaks first. And then when everybody goes along with that, we're going to ban everybody. And it's only going to be big corporations. And now the EU's passed it, and that affects us, saying only big corporations can data mine. That means cookies. They can track what you do. They can ban you. They're going to charge you to show their article or put a link out to them. Totally violates free speech. And a lot of folks who still bet against Trump, who didn't believe me, they still think they've bet on the system. They still believe, watching Hollywood and watching all this, that it's going to win. It's done. It's over. Now, we got a new future ahead of us. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's certainly not some utopia. But we're out of the woods of modern globalism. It's in trouble. It's on fire. It's melting down. It's imploding. So when I chastise my friends, when I get in their face about things that I've seen and slides towards entropy, I'm doing it because I care about everybody and I care about my kids. And it's critical that the number one independent media personality out there, Joe Rogan, I'll just give him the title, not slide into that oblivion. That's why I did this, because my conscience has been telling me to do it. I told my son, don't play it around me. And I told the crew, stop telling me what he's saying, because I didn't want to do this, but I have to. And now I think I'm going to start doing it all the time. And believe me, I'll show everybody who thinks Texans are stupid just how smart I am. I got all of it. You think I'm stupid? I'm not. You know, the Patriots at the Pentagon, at CENTCOM, and the people at the CIA, they've got my show on everywhere. They've got it up on the big jumbotrons inside the command centers. Why? Because I'm not bragging here, but do anybody know what I've done? Does anybody know who I am? You don't think I don't have five steps ahead of all this crap? But we're not going to fix this playing these games anymore. So stop acting like we don't know what's going on. I'm done. Shut it down. It's a war. We're in a civil war. And sometimes in Virginia, you'd have two brothers fighting with each other, wouldn't you? Well, I'm on the Republican side. And the globalists are going to lose. Just remember that. If you hadn't figured out yet that you can't ride the fence on this, you're not as smart as I thought you were. I told Joe that about a week before Trump got elected on the phone. I said, Trump's going to 100% win. He goes, really, really? And I said, yeah, watch. And I told everybody else that. They didn't believe me. I knew. Because if Trump didn't win, something else was about to happen. You people. You globalists think you're the only ones that run your big mouths and carry a little stick. We don't run our mouths. We carry a big stick. We walk softly and carry a big stick. And I know everybody's a big tough guy out there politically. I get it. But all you're going to find out, we're going to follow this through to the end. We're going to win. Okay, that's enough. I've been really bad. I said I'd go to calls. I didn't do it. But I just got fired up and got angry today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm wound up. Like a 3-hour clock. Let's go ahead and talk to Make America Great Again, Titan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
The man, the truth, the resistance, Alex Jones. I'm a Hispanic Trump supporter / info warrior, and you want to give another 30-year-old a job, I'm your man. I have a couple points to make, but I want to plug for you real quick. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, life-changing. Super Male Vitality, life-changing. Brain Force Plus, life-changing. Super Blue Non-Fluoride Toothpaste, life-changing. I'm sure the rest of them are good products. I haven't been able to try them all yet, but they're awesome. The hats, the T-shirts, amazing.
Briefly, tell us what the supplements did for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex. Just like you, I'm about the same body type. I'm short, stocky, strong guy. I'm Puerto Rican, Italian, and Cuban. Hispanic Trump supporter, like I said. And I started working out every day. I lift weights every day. I don't even have to take a day off. I'm taking the Survival Shield X2, a drop of that every morning. I feel fantastic. My skin is clearing up. I have psoriasis, so that's clearing up. My hair is growing back thicker. I'm losing some of it, but it's growing back thicker in the areas that I do have it. The Brain Force is just amazing. That stuff makes you think. It keeps you on your toes. The same thing with the iodine. Just brings this clarity and this focus. And the same thing like the Australian guy the other day that said 1776 worldwide. Your products are amazing. It's like a cleansing for the brain when we listen to you. And it's just life-changing. And how people can go against the true resistance, they're going to learn soon that they're on the wrong side of history. And that's why we're the right. We're not the alt-right. We're just right. And I've got to say, I started Times of Liberty's Truth Wars because of you, Alex. You are a big inspiration to me.
Well, God bless you, brother. Let me just throw this in about the products.
Sure.
I remember hippies, good hippies, you know, the nice kind, not the globalist kind, at Barton Springs that were swimming like, you know, Olympic swimmers in great shape, but like big jugs of water when I was a kid. And they were like, I'm drinking iodine. It's the key. It's the good at halogen. And then group was telling me about it like 6 years ago. And I finally, after a year, did it and took it myself. And I mean, I lost like 30, 40 pounds without even having to work out like I used to. And it was like, oh, my God, I had like sunspots. They went away. My skin got more tan than it used to. Other things happened. Let's just say I, you know, went back sex-wise when I was about 16. And I was like, wow, hadn't been fully 100%, you know, for decades. And it's just everything. And it's like, yeah, they put bad fluoride in, the bad halogen. They blocked the good halogen, but then there's no real iodine out there. It's all bound crap. So we put out the real iodine. It is amazing. The problem is it causes a detox in like 3 weeks. So people need to be ready for that. It's not a game. It's not a joke. X2 is amazing. But yeah, I mean, I work out like once or twice a week now, and I used to work out all the time and I couldn't lose the weight. And the X2 alone, here's the deal. They say, you're not supposed to say it. The EPA says don't do it. Well, or the FDA. You die without oxygen, you die without water, you die without vitamin C, you die without iodine. You die without iodine. And what does the FDA keep doing? Mega Titan. Make America Great Again Titan. They keep lowering the amount you're supposed to take. And I'm just telling you, I should have listened to those hippies when I was a teenager. My God, did they know what they were talking about? But those were the old hippies that were anti-war and stuff, not the new ones. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, my girlfriend is loving the product. If you know, just keep it at that. I know it's a PG show. But
my wife couldn't get pregnant, and I told her, you won't get pregnant. Start taking 3 months into X2. Boom.
Oh, I'll tell you. I know, Alex, it's amazing. You're the real deal. If anybody's listening right now, Alex Jones is the real deal. Gay frogs are real. Look it up. Atrazine. It's a South African scientist. Who looked it up?
That's just one study, brother. There's hundreds of atrazine making the frogs sterile, but they also try to have sex with the males. And then there's no more frogs.
Well, we see that's the agenda that they're pushing. Okay, we see that.
And I'm not against gay people. They're pushing that. They're pushing it to depopulate.
Yes, sir. I know. And listen, it's just something that is going. We're going away from Christianity, and I'm not saying, you know, we're all sinners. We're not perfect.
No, but it's true. We're going away from Christianity and replacing it with something else.
Yes, sir. So I started a page on Facebook in a group. It's called Times of Liberty's Truth Wars. I didn't want to dub InfoWars.
I don't care. I don't care. No, all of it's free to air. Everything I do, everybody can use it, whatever. I don't care. Just get it all out.
So I'm basically a political activist. I've campaigned before. I want to get in the Trump campaign, but I started Times of Liberty's Truth Wars to not only blog, and I call myself Chico Alex Jones. I had a page before that. They deleted me saying I was trying to...
Hey, you know, they attacked my name. You got courage to just say, use my name. God bless you. Make America Great Again. You're awesome. Alex, thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick. I have a campaign on Times of Liberty's Truth Wars. It's about, basically, I'm handing out Trump Pence 2020 shirts. I'm giving them out to the top three winners. It's about going out with your Trump Pence shirt and saying, you know, doing a nice act, whether it's going to the police department and thanking them.
I'm going to copy that. Up. That's a genius idea to wear the Trump stuff, Alex, and then go out and help homeless or whatever.
Yes, sir. If you keep me on the line, I would like to give more information about it.
All right, tell folks. That's a great idea, and I love all the great ideas come from the listeners. Like I said, I saw a handmade sign in somebody's yard 3 years ago that said Hillary for president, and I said, that is genius. And then I came into the office, and I said, copy her campaign sign and make it like that. That's where it all comes from, somebody's yard sign in North Austin. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us. Alex, get ready. Stay with us.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip.
Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You too, George Soros. Talk about a pioneer, and it's true. Had number one show on talk radio in the stations they were on, even beating Howard Stern, and then, of course, got kicked off radio. And then, of course, then was more of a libertarian conservative voice on XM and was one of the top shows and got kicked off. And that's why I just love the fact that he just came back stronger with the whole operation that he runs. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we're also going to take a few of your calls, as I promised to, and I apologize that I made you hold. Anthony Cumia is here with us with Compound Media. And you never really plug yourself, but spend a few minutes, because people need to understand, when they go out and they get a membership or they support you, they're already awake. You're funny. You're great. You're the guy I listen to, because I've got a membership. Never told anybody that, but I do. When I'm on the elliptical or I want to have some fun, like, it's serious, but it's a little more witty, and I'm serious. It's a little more fun. I listen to you. And so, different strokes for different folks. People need to be subscribers to Compound Media. They need support because it flies in the face of everything the establishment is trying to do and what they're trying to kill. So tell folks how they become members of Compound Media.
It's unbelievable these days where you can be fired, and fired isn't just fired anymore. You're not getting another job. You're exiled from the business just for not going along, the party line.
You said it was wrong to shoot cops in the back of the head for no reason, and so they sent you to the Phantom Zone.
That's what happens these days. If it doesn't align with their political ideology, you are done. So I wanted to make a platform with Compound Media that isn't, doesn't have to answer to anyone, advertise to anyone. I answer to my audience, and whatever they want to hear, that's what I'm supplying them with, absolute immunity from the political correctness and garbage that we have to deal with, that we've seen people lose careers and reputations over. That's it. I answer to the viewers, period.
That's how it works. We're going to go to break. I'm going to take a few calls. I'm going to get out of here because I know you got a lot to cover, but I promise to go to some of these calls, so thanks for letting me jump in here. What do you make of the hoax that Trump's being mean to these kids? And then even when he says, okay, we won't separate the families, which you probably shouldn't do. I think that's probably wrong. It's dangerous. And then they go, oh, no, now we don't want that. We want total amnesty. And now they're trying to block the executive order. I mean, these people are just, they're so evil. I can't even believe it.
Who didn't see this, though? We've seen it before. They don't care about children. Stop it. It's so politically motivated. It's so obvious. From the day Donald Trump started running for president, he's been tearing away this cover that they've been under for decades and decades. And we're finally seeing how this disgusting machine is working and how it's screwed us for almost the entirety of the United States of America. He's finally peeled the cover off, and now they just can't lie enough. We see they were clamoring about these kids, that they need to be put together with their parents. Trump signs an executive order. It happens, and now I'm reading Twitter. It's not good enough. They literally want to welcome Matt at the border. Come on in. Come on in. Make yourself at home. You'll never have to go to a hearing or go before a judge. You are now Americans by proxy.
But then when we fly in from anywhere, you know, we get a proctology exam.
Yeah. American citizens are under the tightest scrutiny whenever they want to move, even within this country. You'll notice you're scrutinized. But they could just come in and live their lives. It's awful.
Meanwhile, you fly into Mexico, they give you a card, they call the hotel, they check it. You got a day you come in, a day you don't get out. If you don't, they arrest your ass and fine you. But that's okay.
That's fine.
And Mexico should be doing that, man. They got South America and Central America below them. That place is melting down. Anthony Cumia is straight ahead. He's on fire.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even supports your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway.
By the way, notice the compound media is on Amazon. Everybody's asked me, why are you on Amazon, but you're critical of Amazon? Well, that's like saying I'm married to a lady and I criticize her sometimes. Doesn't mean Bezos has his problems. Okay. But Amazon's a great platform. But Apple iTunes won't let us put our videos on there anymore. They sent us a message back saying it's racist. Google wouldn't let me sell the Obama deception saying it's racist. It criticizes Obama. It's nothing to do with what color he is. And yes, all my films are on Amazon. By the way, we never sold any of them digitally on Amazon. Okay. Until they started writing articles every day for 3 months saying ban me off Amazon. Now we've got a big revenue stream from it actually. So thanks for the $100,000. That helps fund things. Literally $100,000 we've made the last 3 months to say, get his videos off, ban him on Amazon. Good Lord. It's the most horrible thing we've ever seen. I was like, whoa, I even forgot we made videos. Nobody buys those anymore. Even though they're effective, the word out, we put them out for free. But you see Compound Media is on there. He's got his own platform, but he also is on Amazon. But the fact that the left is everywhere saying, get rid of Alex Jones. Well, don't you understand? Once they kick me off Amazon and they set that precedent, it's like it's digital book burning. A video is like a book. Then it's going to be Anthony Cumia, and that's where we are. Can you speak to the Article 13, Article 11 that passed the EU hearing yesterday and now is going to be the law that passes next month, which even the left admits ends the internet. It breaks the internet. So the EU is falling apart. It's authoritarian. So their answer is break the internet, which America created. Good luck, bitches.
Yeah, more censorship. They just want that stronghold, that boot on the throat of anybody that has a dissenting opinion. And we see that happening here. That's the scary part. It's exactly what you were just saying. You know, we need to utilize whatever platform we can broadcast on that allows us for the time being. I can't put my shows on YouTube. They kick me off in a second. Why? Racism, homophobia, Islamophobia? No, because I am not along their line of what they
Because
believe.
You're effective, because you were number one on terrestrial radio, because you're a winner.
Yeah.
People think you're the best race car driver, you're the best boxer, you win. Not in media. When you're the best, they bury your ass. And I've proven it.
Yeah. They consider you a danger. They don't want you. That's why the liberals, and a lot of times they don't want people speaking on college campuses if they're conservatives, because they don't want their people to even hear you, because it's a fear of somebody in that
Because they're a cult. Let's be clear. You had arguably the number one or number two show on XM, and you were kicked off of it because you said people shooting random cops in the back of the head at gas pumps were animals. They are animals. They're worse than animals. Like when Trump called MS-13 animals. You were fired for being number one.
I use the word savage all the time. Animals. Said they're not acting like they're human beings. Well, I think that describes somebody that wants to shoot anybody in the back of the head. It's an animalistic, savage behavior. And yes, I was called racist and tossed off of the air. That's where we are. I mean, they have the ability to destroy people's careers. And fortunately, I was able to rise from the ashes with Compound Media. And this is where we are now. And I appreciate the fact that I can now speak unfettered by politics and sponsors.
But it pisses them off.
It really does piss them off, and we get targets on them. I've seen what they've done to you, Alex, man. They won't leave you alone because you're effective. You make people think, and they don't want people on their side going, huh, wow, you know something? I'll think about that a little. They'd rather you not be heard, and that's their goal, to stop you from being heard.
You've got a lot coming up today. I promise to take a few of these calls. Everybody I don't go
sure.
to gets a free $30, whatever they want. I have this new rule. Somebody holds over an hour, I don't go to them. They get a free $30, whatever they want. They want to be on air. But you give us your email, and we'll call you, and it's a big hassle for customer service. We'll do it. I apologize. I want to go to a few calls here, but just front and center on your radar, what's the number one issue? I harped all over the hoax of the border, but the other stuff, the economy coming back, the best since 1957, they're now admitting, even that schmuck Bill Maher gets on TV and says, God, let's crash the economy. He didn't call for recession. He said, yeah, crash it to stop Trump. I mean, these really are terrorists. I mean, they really are seditious a-holes. He's worth $100 million, man. You know, I got family that can barely pay for gas, you know, and the idea of a depression for my family, a lot of my people, is not, it's violent to say, I want a crashing economy, so we discredit Trump. Bill Maher is trying to hurt my family, man. It pisses me off.
That's what he wants. He has no, he doesn't want America to do well. None of them do, really. They want Trump to fail so that they can yell impeachment and hope that they have a candidate to run against him. And that's their goal right now.
What happens if they are able to implode the economy and they've all been cheerleading for it to fall? Don't they get the blame?
Well, you know, there's a lot of idiots out there that just eat up everything Schumer and Pelosi say. But like I said, it's getting harder and harder for them to lie. When Pelosi says that the tax cut was bad and you have that paycheck in your hand and there's more of your money for you and your family to spend, it's really tough for her to try to tell you that's a bad thing. So I love that all this is being exposed. And I think when the election comes around, the midterms and the presidential election, in a few more years, that we're going to see a result of that.
What are they? Let's just surmise that we keep winning, which I think right now we're going to do. People stay focused and awake, get involved, and they can't bully us into backing off. And all of the world globalism's in trouble. It's, you know, leftist corporations running the planet. That's in trouble. What are they going to do as it dawns that they're completely losing? Because they just double down with lying. They get more arrogant. But I'm starting to see signs that they realize that they're going to lose. What do they do at that point?
Man, the sky's the limit with these people. I don't know. I like I said, 6 months ago, you were like, this is as crazy as it could possibly be. And then 6 months later, you're like, oh, my God.
I asked you that question like 6 months ago. I said, what is peak crazy? And you said, I don't think we've hit it yet.
It's insane. But I don't put anything past them. But when you see crowds like for Trump, like we saw in Duluth last night, and everywhere he goes, this guy's a rock star, and they can't raise 10 people unless Beyonce's singing, that tells you something. And I think they're seeing, they don't understand that between New York and Los Angeles, why it's a 5.5 hour flight, there's a lot of America down there that they don't pay attention to. And
let me ask you that, because I love East Coast folks. They're super smart, funny, great. I love West Coast people that are like the real people, but it's like this scum that just travels around, is always chasing the best buck or whatever, that call themselves East Coast, West Coast, and they have a disdain for 95% of the country. Why? Why? What is this weird thing that, like, people think I'm from Texas, so I'm married to my sister?
I don't know what their plan is. I know there's a more nefarious plan in the upper echelon of the left, but I don't understand how people get so caught up and chase them and stay in that little liberal bubble when it's so obvious that there's lying going on and utter deception by the media that is obviously left-wing run. I don't know what their motive is for adhering to that and to the cost of us having a great country. I just don't get it.
And they arrested all these people yesterday that were trying to kill Republican congressmen. I'm sure you never saw that. I mean, I run into these liberals. They run up to me, man, and it's a minority of people. Because most liberals, old-fashioned liberals, are listeners. I'm not even a conservative. I'm just a libertarian like I guess you are.
Yeah.
I'm just a common sense, like a pro-America guy. And these people scream and yell lies at me. And then when I talk back to them, all three women in Hawaii when I was on vacation for a week and a half, all three women got in my face with their husbands, bowed up at me. And when I just nicely talked back, they went, get away. I'm calling security. So I don't even get to talk back to them. I mean, they're just liars. No. They're liars.
It's a jump to violence. My friend, comic Nick DiPaolo, he just got punched in the eye at a comedy club for telling jokes that a woman didn't like. A Birkenstock wearing girl punched him in the eye. Crazy.
And then like that kid that was caught attacking the adults, when the adult shoves him down, he cries and bitches. When you fight back, then they freak out.
You're right. Because they're not used to it. We don't usually fight back. We like discussion.
Exactly, but we're starting to fight back, and we're winning. Yes. We'll be back.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you're driving too fast, like you shouldn't do.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest.
A gun on my hip and the right to arrest.
I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white. My siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Old Junior Brown bringing us in. Anthony Cumia is here. Take a few calls. He's taking over. I need to get him on as a guest routinely. He's awesome. Compoundmedia.com. You can go there and find out more. You really should. Because I know we're all awake, most of us, and we don't understand. I don't understand. We've got to reach out. We've got to get to other people. People are really ready for this now. I wanted to hit a few other final issues, but just speaking of plugs, you hear the radio we're on. We're on 200-something radio stations, some big, some little. They're all precious. We get more support from little bitty Christian radio stations than we get from big old giant ones. Just shows the people. And they know I'm not a hypocrite. This isn't even sometimes a family show. They know I'm not putting on an act, so they don't care. It's smart folks. But we have gotten on over, now it's 400 TV stations, and a lot of them are little subcarriers and stuff, and a lot of cable stations, and it's really growing. And the system, by the way, keeps tabs on that. That's why they're really pissed at us. But I want to go at least 20 hours a day by the end of the year, and I'm trying to budget hosts, who to hire, who to do, and I'm kind of at a standstill monetarily because of all the stuff they're doing to us. So you want to see more of the results you've been seeing, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, it's not like I'm telling you, hey, we're going to kick some globalist ass if you fund us. We've already done it. We're kind of like heavyweight champions in the fight against these guys, and they know that. And I'm not an arrogant guy, so I don't brag about it. But you know what? I need to point out, the White House listens, man. And I don't want to give the media a heyday or say anything on air that creates a big issue, but let me tell you, they listen. They know I know what I'm talking about. And so we need to be here on air. We need to have more people on air. We need to do more. We need to stand up. When people are trying to crush you, you fight back. So we have a bunch of specials. I'm calling it bestseller sale because we had a bunch of our great products discounted for 3 weeks and free shipping. That's over now because I was about to run out of X2 and BrainForce and all the rest of it. We got Knockout, our great sleep aid. That's the same price as a regular bottle of melatonin, has the same dose of melatonin, but then seven other great ingredients like L-tryptophan, valerian root, you name it. We've got that 33% off. That's just insane. Okay. We've got our new Extendawise. heart aid. That's really excellent. That's 33% off. It's our newest product. My dad's in, he's not retired yet. I keep saying retired. Quasi-retired dentist, oral surgeon. He calls it immune gargle. But what I do is I gargle with it, brush, and then I take a swig. It's got iodine and super sol silver, one of the best patented types in it. It's a little swig of it. It's amazing. It's 50% off. Even though it's been one of our best sellers, I have learned to sell it super cheap sometimes, even though we make almost no money, because people that were on the fence only buy it when it's 50% off. So we have it in the 16-ounce, the 10-ounce, and the 1-ounce, or you can get it all together, 50% off or individually 50% off. That is a new special, Immune Gargle Silver, Super Silver Solution. It's there, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But the Revolutionary Act of the big corporations not being able to control us, and you actually buying the products, it's a win-win-win. So there, I'm done with that. This is a shorter segment, and I want to take a few calls, and I apologize I'm ranting and taking over today. But Anthony, I got to be honest. I admire people they're trying to suppress. I admire people that are number one in their field who get suppressed and come back. I mean, that's just what I'm into. I don't admire some dumbass Hollywood person just because they're in some stupid movies. So I admire you. That's when I have you on. I bring up the gauntlet of what you've done on Shock Jock Radio, just being an Americana guy. And I think you're the archetypal example of someone that doesn't back down. And why are you in such short supply? Because there's all these other men that are real tough guys, you know? I mean, I know some guys I talked about earlier, like Joe Rogan. I've seen like 6'5" guys start a fight with him, and he kicks their ass in about 10 seconds. I've seen beat guys' ass in front of me that started. But then he's scared of censors. He's scared of not being part of the establishment. He goes along with that. I'm sorry. I'm calling him out on that. And I'm just like, so what's the difference? Where's that essence? Because there's so many men that are powerful physically and powerful in business, but they roll over to what they think of as the man instead of America being every man is the man.
It's such a difficult time we're living in, Alex. It's crazy to think that giving your point of view, honestly, giving your point of view can result in you losing everything. Now, Joe Rogan is another guy. I love Joe. I find him very entertaining, but he's a guy that needs sponsors and he needs to still work for UFC. He can't just say absolutely whatever he wants with impunity. And I almost feel bad for some of these guys because you know they want to speak openly and honestly. Joe's got a passion for broadcasting. He's very good at it. I love the segments you did with
and you
Joe
know why
Rogan.
I'm frustrated? I'm going to say it right now. I've been with him in private 100 times. And I don't want to just say this. It's true. He knows everything I know and as much and is more articulate, and that's why I'm mad at Joe. I'm going to say it right now. Tag this on the earlier video because I want to explain why I'm pissed at Joe. When you're off air with him, he knows everything. And then he comes on like, oh, you're a kook, but I'll say it, and then he lets it get out. So maybe he's smarter than I am. That's what makes me mad is I know he knows I'm right because he knows everything I know and more. That's what makes me so mad.
It's frustrating. But again, I've talked to so many stand-up comics, Alex. I know so many comics and just name comics and they are petrified of saying the wrong thing, of bad-mouthing
the wrong
person.
Has gone public.
Yeah. Yeah. Gone public and said he won't do colleges. He won't do, but you know, someone like Judd Apatow, who is just as liberal as they get, I'm disgusted with his tweets and his comments and everything, but comics are scared of this guy because he gives them jobs. So they have to pull back. I've talked to a lot of them in private. They love to be able to express themselves, honestly and openly on stage. But even a comic on stage in that context can't even be honest.
I agree. I've seen Joe dial back his act and I'm sorry. It's not as good as it used to be. And I'm not attacking Joe to say that. He's holding back. Exactly. No. I don't like watching us all act like a bunch of wimps, man.
That's what's happening. You see, guys, and comics are a great example.
So why have you not been a wimp?
I have, first of all, I was put in a position when I got fired because they label you that I had to build my own thing. At first it was just a lifeboat. I was doing my own show. And then I realized, wow, we can build something here that means something. 100% uncensored.
Exactly. You didn't crawl in a hole and go away, or you didn't just do your own thing. You launched something to resist it.
That's it. And I don't, one thing I don't do is apologize for things that I don't feel I did wrong. And speaking openly and honestly is not wrong, and I will never apologize for
it. But what do you do about them editing? What do you do about them editing? Because that's what they do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'll edit you. I don't, that's why I love this platform and your platform. There's no editing. We're able to talk honestly. Who doesn't enjoy that and appreciate it?
I don't know many other people that aren't cowards. I mean, Sean Hannity's not a coward. Tucker Carlson, you're not a coward. I know all these guys behind the scenes are just Americana. I mean, I'm just, get up. God almighty. Okay, I swear I'm going to take calls or I'm going to jump off a cliff. Plus, I got to, let me tell you, I'm not bragging. I'm missing some important phone calls. We're talking to you folks, but I just feel like this is important radio right now we're doing with Anthony Cumia of Compound Media.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
sanitarium. That's where the Democrats are. But I don't want to be like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction. I don't want to start celebrating here a little too early. We don't want to start, you know, at each other's yet. Because they're going to strike back. So Anthony, we're winning. Americana's coming back, my God, against Venezuela and North Korean communism. Why shouldn't she? God almighty, Marilyn Monroe and 57 Chevys and, you know, Bernie Sanders bitching about 30 different types of deodorant. Just shut up, you idiot, while you swindle colleges and drive, live in $1 million. He has $3 million houses. Fine. And people, and like, my ex-wife was in Twitter. She goes, how dare you, you hypocrite? You fly first class. He says he doesn't fly first class, but has been caught doing it. It's not bad to fly first class. It's bad to be, say you're a commie and live in $1 million houses and drive $100,000 Audis. That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Oh my God. The hypocrisy is really what gets me. I mean, I am amazed at how people on the left, and especially someone like Bernie Sanders, whenever I see them pop up on Twitter, I go like, the gall, the set that this guy has to even show his face after Hillary and the DNC bent him over. He's actually trying to tell us how we should lead our lives. He's a pathetic old guy.
And he's driving a red sports car. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That ain't cool when you're 16, man.
It's just a disaster. But I was just saying before during the break, thank God that woman didn't win. Thank God Hillary Clinton. We wouldn't know any of this that's going on. That cover would still be on everything. We'd have to listen to her, destroy, this country of ours.
And lecture us.
It would have been a disaster. And not only was it great that Trump won because he's showing us what we have had to deal with.
Oh my God. I hate to be like a groveler, but I mean, instant gratification. We're basically getting instant gratification. He's like got a 95, and I know how politics works. The fact that he got tax cuts done and all this and the North Korea and just, it's insane.
Alex, what the hell was every other president doing? For years, they would sit there, maybe have one benchmark
one benchmark in 4 years or 8 years. He has them every day where we almost don't even appreciate it.
Every day. And he's on the news every day talking about something that he's trying to get through.
He's selling freedom. He's selling success. It's messianic, quite frankly.
It really is. It's an amazing thing that we've never seen before because they've all been BSing us all of these years, making it look like this is the most.
So I agree. Anthony Cumming of CompoundMedia.com. Let me ask you this then. Let's get to the negative point. You didn't cover it earlier in your doc because we want to glaze over this. And I do too. But what are they killing? They're really trying. What happens then? I'm really afraid for my family.
Oh. At that point, if they get desperate, if they get back in power, they are going to undo all of this good that we're seeing, all of this. Remember when we had pride in a nation? Like, that's coming back. We're actually proud to be Americans. We don't have a president that's bowing in front of world leaders. He's for strength in our economy, at our borders, with our military. And somehow they're twisting this to be a bad thing. I just don't understand how they're going to run on a position of anti-America. Good luck with that, because the people I talk to and the people I see on a daily basis love what's going on right now. And there's that small bubble of people that think they're a majority from Hollywood.
Well, Washington, exactly. Even Soros said a few weeks ago, he says, I'm in my own bubble. I can't believe this is happening. He doesn't get history. He doesn't get the lust and the desire for freedom. What do you make of that weirdo, what's his name? Peter Fondler, saying that he wants to kidnap Barron, have him raped by pedophiles. He wants the names of the ICE agents hacked and given out. Then you watch the real ICE agents who are like 83% of the kids are homeless. Their parents have been murdered. And we appreciate Trump. We've got more funding for the kids since this happened. And they're all Hispanic, by the way, people managing it down the border. And it's like, it's not even reality what we were hearing.
No, it was all lies and propaganda. That's what it is. It's propaganda. That isn't just a word that was around in the 30s and 40s. This is liberal propaganda. They lie. Children in cages, torn from their parents' arms. Like, they use these little catchwords, and you see it on all the news. What, you think it's a coincidence? They all say ripped from their parents' arms? It sounds terrible. Children in cages.
It's like a talking point. George Soros killed Hitler. George Soros is a hero. And you finally hear from Joe Rogan's mouth, you're like, whoa, that's why I got pissed. It's a talking point. So what happens here then? Because clearly they're losing now. They know they're losing. They're getting desperate. I keep getting back to, what do they do next? What do we do next? What should we be? Well, let me put this to you this way. I know I got to shoot my mouth off, but I'm not a little wet lily. Let's say I'm not a cream puff. If I saw, because I have children, and I also love Trump and what he's gone through, and I experience his attacks like my attacks I've gone through, if I saw Peter Fonda, and I'm not just saying this to virtue signal, I'd have trouble not knocking his teeth out. I mean, I'm serious. He wants to kidnap people. He wants to harass ICE agents' kids. And it's the fact that they just get away with it, and I hate Hollywood, and I hate their tuxedos, and I hate everything they are. And I don't want to say I want to see him in a cage with pedophiles getting raped like he wants for Barron. But man, I want to offer him $1 million to get in a cage fight with me, because we'll do it in Indonesia where you're allowed to, you know, really, cause I'm serious. I know he can have him and one of his buddies, cause he's an old guy. I mean, I'm not a murderous person, but I'll be honest. I have serious, violent feelings towards him and other people like him. I mean, how do you deal with that?
How could you not be? I when I first read what he wrote, I was like, but I get angry also at the hypocrisy that he's got a film coming out through Sony Pictures in a day or two, and it's coming out. It's fine. No one cares. He apologized. Sony bashed him as much as they possibly could, but he still has a job. And look, I don't advocate for anyone to be fired.
Exactly, but conservatives and Roseanne Barr, anybody, we all get banned. They all get to do it.
You'd be gone in a second if you said anything close to what he said. It was vile, and it was about Barron, and it was about the First Lady, and it was about ICE agents and their children making direct threats to these people, which is...
And by the way, if you're not a public figure, I don't want to get into the security issues with us and my family, but we deal with stuff on a lower level than Trump does, so that's why it's personal for me. Oh, you want to come kidnap my kids? You know, it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, some point, when does the left push too far with the civil war they want? Because they get that civil war, they're going to lose.
Absolutely. It's happening, though, Alex. We see it like Hollywood, which used to be, you know, Tinseltown and all the glitter, and we were fascinated by it. Most Americans are disgusted by Hollywood these days. The shine is off of it. It's not this magical place anymore. We get the second these idiots, these empty vessels open their mouths, just garbage.
No, I agree. And they think it's like 20 years ago when most people hated them. Now people become, I want to go see a movie. I'm afraid of how I'm going to be bombarded with propaganda. And then I get them, they start punching me in the stomach. And I'm like, why am I here? So they wonder why their profits are down 40%. Because we can't take much more of their crap, man. Why does Hollywood hate America that gave them all the power for? What's their damn problem? At least they give us a reach around here, you know?
It just seems like a bigger issue with a power base that goes a lot higher than what we're seeing. And without sounding conspiratorial.
No, it's true. Well, you know China has a controlling interest in Hollywood now.
Yeah, and why wouldn't they want to pump out propaganda that breaks down and destroys American values, the only thing that holds us together as Americans? They want that gone so that the country gets divided like it is. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the future. Hopefully this stops. But right now it's scary.
And that's really it. It's not like we're perfect on some high horse, but we're America. And we're not going to let a bunch of cold-blooded corporations come in here and play us off against each other. And all you idiots that don't know we've been compromised by China that are against Trump, he's a real American. He really cares about the country, and that's why they hate him. And I feel so sorry for people that aren't fully on board. My God. Final segment with Anthony Kumi at CompoundMedia.com. Straight ahead, be sure to subscribe, CompoundMedia.com. If you don't, you're helping Soros.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is.
The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'll stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Final segment with Anthony Cumia. Everybody that held for an hour gets a free t-shirt or a free supplement, whatever they want, $30 value. I apologize, everybody. I respect you. I love you. I just get caught up with stuff that I didn't get to your calls. I apologize. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You got the War Room coming up in like 10 minutes at InfoWars.com/show. You are the power. You are the listeners. And I don't take it for granted. I tend to run on, though, a little bit of perseveration here. Anthony Cumia of CompoundMedia.com. Number one talk show host in the U.S., segued into the internet. Now the EU's trying to ban that. So I don't see him getting away with that, but I was telling you a story during the break that I haven't really told properly yet because I don't know how to. But what freaked me out by the third time it happened is I went to Hawaii, to Maui, for a week and a half with my family to go scuba diving and snorkeling and, you know, hanging out. And I probably shook, let's not exaggerate, 300, 400 hands, okay, of people that live there, and Asians and Hispanics and blacks and Coptic Christians from Egypt and African American, just wonderful, wonderful people from all over the country. It was like amazing. But three times, twice at restaurants, with my kids, everything. And then once at the, you know, we got a rented cabana out by the pool and you're out there swimming with the kids and, you know, eating, you know, hamburgers or whatever. It was always a woman would walk up, middle-aged, with a man behind her and sometimes kids. And the man would stand there like a butler. So I'm wondering how it's so cultic because it was all so like precision. Like it's the same thing. I'm seeing it. By the third time, I was like, deja vu with the lady because I'd just been confronted. It was funny. First week I didn't get confronted. The last couple of days it was like three times. And she's like, you're a racist. You just say Santa could happen. You hurt the children, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, that's out of context. And she, and I'm being really nice. And I was trying to shake their hand. They go, I'm not going to shake your hand. And then their husband's like this, looking at me. And I'm like, and then next I go, well, listen, let's just be friends. Can we just talk? And that's what triggers them. And they, all three times they go, get away from me. I'm calling security. So they're at my table leaning over my kids. And then I say, hey, sit down. Let's talk. Let me get you a drink. That's what security, security. And like, and the people, the restaurant, one time I was right by the bar. They were like, ma'am, settle down. We're about to throw you out. So that's the left. That it's like they just are liars, man. But the thing was, all three times, it was so formulaic. It was like it was a robot. Like, who programmed these people? I'm actually scared because I don't know how they got three women to act exactly the same.
Alex, you know what? You freak them out because you're not the monster. When they walk up to you, you're supposed to start blurting out racial epithets and swinging at her and calling her horrible slurs. And then you're nice. You go to shake their hand. You want to have a discussion perhaps. And they lose their mind because you don't fit the narrative that they've had, what their friends have told them, what the news says. You're not this monster. You're a guy that is willing to have a conversation with someone with a differing opinion. And that scares the hell out of them because it's sensible and reasonable. And that's something they're not. They don't know how to handle that. They don't know how to handle a conversation with somebody. It scares them because they never have a retort for what you're saying. It's 100% emotion-based, usually irrational emotion.
And that's why you impressed me. You just answered it because I didn't understand it. How was it so formulaic then? Well, I mean, who the hell's programming them? How do you get three women to act just the same at the same hotel?
I'll tell you how, who's programming them. The media. That's why the cucked guy stands behind the woman, scared, petrified to even disagree with her or say perhaps this isn't appropriate, dear, that we annoy some man on his vacation. They have to sit there because that's what television commercials and movies and TV shows has portrayed them for so long now that they've been beaten down to this level where they can't even maybe suggest to their wife to leave some guy alone on his vacation. It's unbelievable. And that's what's happening. We're being programmed to be like this. And it's disgusting.
So I'll go back to what I've asked because it's the most important question in my view. Or what is the most important question? I want to ask you that because you probably have a better angle than I do. And I'm serious. You're a wise guy in a good way. What do they do as the economy comes back and we take care of the veterans and all these and things turn around and okay, China's got a $900 billion tariff on us. We do $200 billion. I mean, what do they do? How do they, Bill Maher, they go, okay, I admit it's better. He's doing a good job. F him. I mean, how do they square that up in whatever identity they're in? Like if somebody told me, burn your house down. It's a good thing to do. I'd say, go to a mental institution. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. They're obviously willing to go to great lengths. When we hear the word impeachment come around and no one, absolutely no one could tell me what grounds you could impeach this president on.
No, instead you ought to give him a damn medal.
Right, right. Give them a medal. And they're talking impeachment. And to me, if you can't come up with at least a reason, you're way off base. But they're trying. And I think the more this administration succeeds and does bring us back to a very prosperous country.
Because I want to give Trump credit, but they were artificially suppressing us. That's in the WikiLeaks. So he's just a guy that didn't have to screw America.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You don't even have to do anything except try not to screw up the country. That which is really telling. But he's out there on a daily basis, really trying. You look at this guy, billionaire, had.
But he's a fighter. He's a fighter.
He's not a young guy. He's got a lot of money. He was in a very comfortable position. Beautiful wife. Beautiful family. What the hell?
Well, that's the thing. They think he's mentally ill. Because he loves America, and just because he's from the East Coast, he doesn't hate flyover country. I mean, that's literally, he's like, if you could criticize Trump, it would be this. And next time I talk to him, I'm going to bring this up. Sir, I understand you don't want to shake the global economy, but if they've got a $900 billion deficit, they said no to your $50 billion, didn't back off, now you're $200 billion, why not go $900 billion? You know, if anything, he's just like to Apple, hey, you got hundreds of factories in Asia, can we have five? And they go, F you. You know, if anything, he's like too humble about it. So we're just getting something now and we think it's great.
Yeah, and people don't seem to understand this, especially with the trade war that they're all petrified of. We're holding a great hand. We have been for decades upon decades, and we're afraid to use it.
It's like Trump said, we've been in a trade war. We've been losing it. We're in a war.
We've been losing, but now we're talking about approaching these countries and saying we want more of a fair deal. And then people start talking about, well, the businesses will be hurt here in America. The workers will be hurt.
Oh, I saw CNN. They go, the peak 3 years ago of Chinese investment was $24 billion, and now it's cut to $2 billion. Trump really effed us over. That $20 billion is nothing. The Chinese make no investment in us. They only bought up Hollywood. That's it. They literally are at war with us. I'm sorry.
The world depends on the United States of America, and we have to be willing to use that power economically.
And a bunch of criminals had sold out and parlayed our power for their own personal factories and crap. And we're not doing that anymore.
No, we need to. If the American worker is going to be hurt, anyone else is going to be hurt 20 times worse. So
that's really smart economics. Exactly. As we rise, it raises the world. Us going down doesn't help the world. What a socialist idea. If we're all in misery, like Obama was teaching, somebody does better. That isn't how it works. If you're in a poor town, it doesn't raise people up. People go to the rich town because that's where you get raised up.
We've seen this 1,000 times in 1,000 different situations with the liberal Democrats. They want to bring everything down to the lowest common denominator. We don't look at people that are exceptional. We have to push them down to the lowest level so everyone's the same. It's infuriating. It's not good for the country. And it's, quite frankly, yes, a very socialist, to say the least, way of thinking. And I'm glad we have somebody in office right now, and the American people are getting a voice that they want to see American exceptionalism, and they want to see us succeed in a way that we are Americans. It's all we got, by the way. When you talk about a great diversity and melting pot, all we have that holds us together is the fact that we're Americans and proud of that.
And they're attacking that because globalism wants nation states out of the way. CompoundMedia.com. We've got the new specials on the fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and colloidal silver fortified, and on the extended wise heart and all the rest of it, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And I didn't even get to this. We have 25% off the Alexa Pure air filtration and water filtration. Anthony, great job. Please come on as a guest next week.
Alex, I would love to. And by the way, I'm thinking of taking a trip down to Texas there, and I would love to come in live on your
studio.
Well,
get your plane and hotel if you want to come in studio, buddy.
Awesome.
There goes Anthony Kumiak. Coming up, the War Room with Roger Stone, who's in a very important place right now. And we've got Owen Schroyer. You don't want to miss that transmission. It's all coming up. Now, I've got important work to do right after this transmission.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalists. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.